At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shout out to the Bay Gym, Colwyn Bay, North Wales. Nice. Paul, Fighting Trolls, is going to give us a bit of a tour. He's going to show us some of the training he's been doing. He's going to bench press Wild Woman, if that's too easy. He's going to bench press Jen. And then we're going to go to the pub, and he's going to tell us his life story. There's an 8-year prison sentence involved. There's some interactions with the Albanians and other mafias, so it's going to be a gripping story today. Really appreciate Paul spending his time with us.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so let's have a look around then.
Yes. So obviously you've got, this is the reception area, of course. Then you've got obviously all this. This, it's a really good gym, and do you know what it is? It's friendly. Everyone in here is friendly. You know, if you come here, Sean, everyone's just, you know, they'll help you out. And, you know, so obviously you've got this in here. Take us through a few workouts. I know what I'm doing, yeah, but I'm not like an expert with, you know, with all this kind of stuff. Do you know what I mean? But you know, I'm more of a boxer now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll get there. So this time I kiss you. I hope so. Saturday I'm gonna win my fight. Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely.
See my fight, because it's my first fight. It's win, lose or draw. Yeah.
You never lose my name, do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know this, but what I'm saying is there's a possibility, so with that, there's still an opportunity with the 3D Fight Club, with any of the losers, yeah, or draws, there's still an opportunity that, like, I don't want to say too much until they release it, but there's going to be an opportunity for us, and yeah, I'm going to be working with them as well, so it's alright, innit?
Now the music's off, do you want to just tell the viewers where we are and what we're about to do?
Yeah, okay then, so where we're at, we're in Colwyn Bay, the Bay Gym in Colwyn Bay, so if you're from around here, come here, it's a good gym. So what we're going to do, Sean and Jen have obviously come down with Wild Woman, yeah? So we're going to give me a bit of an interview, tell my life story. So what we're going to do at the moment, we're going to do a bit of gym stuff, yeah? Have a little chat and that, talk about the 3D Fight Club and stuff. Not too much, because I want to put it into my story, do you know what I mean? Into the interview. So, yeah, we're just going to have a bit of a laugh and that here, have a bit of a buzz and that, you know, and just, yeah, have a bit of fun, innit, Sean?
Jen's just getting changed. Yeah. He's going to come out of the gym in a minute and do some bench presses.
Yeah, me and Sav are going to bench press Jen,
and
yeah.
Barber as well, isn't
he? Yeah, he's my barber, isn't he? Yeah, listen, I haven't asked him to come here today. It's not a set-up, honestly.
No, he was
spontaneous.
It's barbers, yeah. It's the Razor... What's the Razor Kings? Razor Kings in Colwyn Bay High Street, yeah. Best barbers in Colwyn Bay, trust me.
In North Wales.
In North Wales, trust me on that one.
We'll put a link in the description box to the barbers.
Yeah,
thank you.
And trust me. Go there. Once you go there, like, you know, you're never gonna go there. Trust me. I love going there.
I might get my chest hair touched up.
Yeah.
One all over.
Oh, man. Is this live or is it just...
No, we're going to put all this together and have like a proper video made by my cameraman.
Yeah. But so what are you going to do? Put that all together and then put the interview in?
Like, we go out with Darren Jean, we film him all day and we put it together two or three hours.
Yeah, that's sick.
It's good
to
watch me here before then.
So obviously, it'd be good as well to meet up after the fight, yeah? Talk about the aftermath.
What time are you fighting, Sullivan?
I'm fighting near the top because obviously, like they said,
I'm around.
I'd probably say around 6, 7, 8, I reckon about half 8, 9, 10. Around half, in between 8 and 10, I'm going to fight because I'm at the top. I said to him, look, I want to fight Thursday so I can have my fight and go and have a bit of fun with the people.
Yeah.
But they said, look, you can't fight first because you're one of the top draws.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I'm like near the top. Do you know what I mean? I've advertised this fight club from day one since I knew. Do you know what I mean?
So tell the viewers how you got involved in the 3D fight club.
Yeah, what happened was Dougie Joyce, yeah, big good lad Dougie. So I knew Dougie Joyce from jail. I was in jail with Dougie Joyce and I was in jail with Johnny Joyce. So obviously I chat to Dougie every now and again, not like every day, do you know what I mean? So last summer we decided, we were speaking about a fight club, yeah, about like this event now. So last summer he said, look, you're going to be on it, Paul. He said, I promise you, mark my words, you're going to be on the first event, right? So then 5-6 months went by and then this event came out, didn't it? So obviously got hold of Dougie and he's like, listen, Paul, you're first on the list, mate, you're on that fight no matter what. So from there, so from December up until now, you know, I've been training on and off, started training properly about 3 weeks ago, obviously because of all the trolling. We'll get into that when we're talking. The trolling, you know, put me off my training, and so I trained for about 3 weeks and then Saturday fight night, it's on, mate. So big respect to Dougie Joyce and Dean for the 3D Fight Club. If you haven't got your tickets, you haven't got your pay-per-views, link me up on Instagram or anything on my channel. And Sean will put my channel in the description and we'll go from there, innit? Big respect.
Yeah, shout out to Dean and Dougie. We had a great night out of you guys. Much love and respect. And Jen is now going to join in the training.
She's got her gear on.
It's not funny.
So basically, my mate, the hairdresser, he's going to take us, through a little workout, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we'll go from there, innit? We can air better now. Let's go from there. If we can, Sean, we'll get Wild Woman on the old, me and Jen, I'll go this time. She can just bench press a little 30 or something, yeah?
Wild Woman?
Yeah, Wild Woman. Yes.
Do you want to do one?
Do you want what?
Just try and bench press without any weights on it.
I can't.
Oh, yeah. She's got health situations.
I can't lift anything.
Appreciate you trying to include the
wild one. We'll go from you, Sean. We're not going to lift. We're not going to lift a lot.
Can we lift you?
Can you lift me?
Yeah.
You better be next. I'll go now. We'll just...
Look, mate, you injure yourself. Mate, you injure yourself.
Lift me.
You don't have to go there, step right there. Okay. It's only light, but you know, I've got a fight on Saturday and I don't want to injure my bicep.
I love you,
isn't it? Did you know? I swear to God,
is there any lighter weights?
That's quite light.
That's
hands
there, that's
it. That's
everything. Is it? No.
Go on.
Breathe
and you do it.
Come on, think of that Blaze class.
Oh no, I don't.
You did 45 minutes of circuits last week.
Oh, let me just grab my phone, Sean.
Alright, come on, keep going. 6, 7, you're down, that's it.
Come on, down, that's it.
Oh my god.
One more.
That's it.
Jen's hardcore, aren't you, Jen?
That's it.
How's your arms feeling?
Absolutely knackered. Oh, that is
what was more intense?
Why aren't you doing it, Sean?
I'm doing the filming.
That one's a good one.
Right. What machine next?
What is that? What's that?
It looks like it should have a sex swing on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It's attached for the swing.
Just push the chest.
You ever thought about taking me from training courses, sir?
Sorry? One second.
How many do I have to do this?
That's easy.
Go on, push.
You start out easy, but it gets hard, doesn't it? More reps you do.
What's this joke you have?
Back and chest.
On my chest?
Yeah.
So I get bigger feet.
Stand straight.
I have to do this all. I must improve my best.
Go on.
Thank you.
Your legs,
slow down, slow down.
Slower.
Yeah, that's it.
Feel that.
Squeeze it. Like that. Squeeze.
I didn't sign up for this today.
That's it, then.
Thank you.
That's one. That's it.
Go on. Better. Oh, look at my elbow. Put 20s on.
Paul.
That's the easiest of your shoulders, yeah?
I can't remember.
That's light weight, huh?
Yeah. Push him more, squeeze him more.
Oh wow.
Squeeze more, that's it. Slow, squeeze. That's it. It's feeling different, isn't it?
Yeah. Light bit, Sean. Get up there. Get your tickets, pay per views, and that, you know what I mean? Get up.
Yeah,
that's a good one, that, because you feel it, you know, like, you feel the burn, you know what I mean? So that there might give me a bit of a chest, instead of having a flat chest on fight night, I might have a bit of a, you know, a bit of a chest on, come fight night, like.
You'll try that one?
Yeah.
Massive.
Do you like doing weight, Sean?
Yeah, I do a little bit here and there.
Yeah. Let's get it. Like personal training now, isn't he? Yeah. He's gone from being a barber to a person. Oh, I don't like this one, but I'll try it. Yeah. This one.
Oh, wow. Arm straight,
yeah?
Straight there, don't go back.
Yeah.
Just there.
You've been doing this in college, bro? Have you? You have, haven't you? You've been doing this in college. Well, come on, send you in college. Have you?
No, you're next.
Come on, Jen. No slacking.
Oh, man.
Well, this is a bit
rough. People would rather see you sweat, Jen, than me sweat.
I'm sure there's plenty of ladies out there.
Wide open. That's it. Don't go too back. That's it. Straight there. Yeah. Don't go too far back. Come back. More. That's it. Squeeze. That's it.
And then straight back.
Yeah, it's all right, this one.
Yeah, do 10 more than you know. You feel it.
Yeah.
Don't go too back. That's it. Slow.
It's burning. Don't want to burn.
It's burning.
Straight.
I don't want to do too much. No. It's not that hard.
What's the weight on it?
It's not hard. It's easy. It's just I don't want
to.
Come on,
Jen. I'll give it a go after you, Jen.
Top one, please.
Is it easy?
Yeah.
I'll do Jen's weight, though.
Go on,
let's
sit here.
Hold there.
Yeah.
I like to watch a man work.
Slow.
Oh, yes. Having the time of my life.
Slowly,
come on. Jen.
You can do it, Jen.
Go on, Jen. Do it.
Why am I always the one?
Go on, Jen.
Heads up.
Oh, no, don't put it
I was about to say something then. You sounded like you were having a...
Yeah, a bit easier. Let's get to like 5.
Yeah, do you know?
Oh yeah, that's better.
Heads up. That's it, straight.
Right.
Yeah, don't go, that's it.
You can tell not built.
Squeeze.
See, that's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but do 10, like 15.
Yeah, no
more. Then he knows, feel the burn.
Oh, yeah, I can feel the burn. Certainly. Oh, shit.
Oh, dear.
Keep going.
Can you leave the room?
5 more. One.
Look at that determination in your eyes.
Hatred. Look at that face.
Who are you thinking of, Jen?
You.
I bring you all the way to Wales, and that's how you think of me.
Yeah, I didn't sign up for this.
Do you want
some
candy
flowers
or rocks?
Real
rock.
Real rock. Okay, I've never been to Real John.
As a kid, that was our treat. Yeah. Going to Real.
Oh, Real.
Southport. Blackpool.
Yeah. Real's known everywhere. I
know.
What's wrong with doing now, Sean? Do you want to do it better,
John? I know.
Yeah?
John.
This is a new machine, isn't it? This is quite a good one, this. I like this. I've not done this before.
Yeah. You know
what I've done?
I'm going to
ask you. I'm not going
to ask you. I'm not doing this kind of training. I'm doing this kind of training. I'm doing running and on the pads and stuff like that, yeah? On the bags.
It's about
pounds. But I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying doing what I'm doing, running, biking. Go on, slow. Slow. Go on, Jen, slow.
She's not going to be able to move tomorrow.
I know.
You'll be doing all the
cameras. Get her! Well, I'm paying you for an hour, bro.
Hello?
I'm paying you for an hour, innit?
For an hour?
You've only been here half an hour. Nah, I'm joking, aren't you? I'm joking. You got a haircut, yeah?
Yeah, not the customer with you in that.
Oh, have
you? Like, you know
what
it's like.
Yeah, I'll come in. Well, I'll be in before Saddex. I need a nice fucking haircut. I want you to take some off the top.
You're belting these out, gents. Way too easy.
This one's much better.
Got to put the weight upon you.
So I wanted more up this time.
You should have one of them. You should slide up.
Do you know what I mean?
My grandpa used to have one in his office. You should have one in the house.
Yeah. How many of you say you can come down?
So many. You don't want to get off.
Hello?
I'm quite enjoying this.
Isn't she?
She felt that pain now.
Yes.
Off to Jerry over there. You can edit that one out.
Get up.
Ow! North Wales. Here we are.
Pumped it.
Look at those muscles now.
Oh, pumped up.
The tiniest little muscles.
Pump.
I don't think he's on here, right?
You don't play Snapchat, do you? Oh, I'm not on it, I don't think. No, I'm mostly on YouTube, is my thing. Yeah.
I don't have Instagram, TikTok now.
There's his, let me just show you, that's his Instagram. It's YouTube.
Them little ones are just nice.
I picked the smallest ones.
Have you got me on Instagram?
We have to do it late.
Good to see you, man. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, thank you very much for your time. Yeah, really appreciate it.
See
you. Yeah.
Nice.
Cheers.
See you.
Yeah.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you.
Sorry.
Take care.
Yeah. So, what would you like to do now in the training department?
So we've seen your weightlifting side of it.
Yeah.
So what about your bag side of it?
That's up there. It's
do,
not
do you do your stamina side of it in here?
Just now, nah, running, I just hit the door.
Should you go to bag one then?
Yeah.
Will they be able to turn the music off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just it. So that one up there, I just go in the bag and that, you know, have a little chat with him. That's that one that we're going through now. Is it MMA? Is it MMA gym?
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So like all the mats and, yeah, it's the proper real deal, like.
Brilliant.
Next time I've got a fight, I'm
going to
be doing it
in
between here, Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
So I just done like basically 3 weeks in a hotel in Middlesbrough.
Yeah. So you're a bare-knuckle fighter now, officially.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, so what it is, Sean, yeah, so basically,
oh,
right, so whatever happens with this fight, yeah?
Yeah.
With
like,
the
door, like I said, I get another chance, yeah? So when I get that other chance... So say I lose, because there's a possibility of me losing. People are saying, ah, you're not going to lose you. There's a possibility of me losing. Maybe.
Yeah.
So if I do, then there's another opportunity on that promotion for me. I don't want to say too much about it, because it'll come out soon, yeah? So there's another opportunity for me. So Say I have two fights on that and I win one of them, the next one, and I'll go on to the next one then. But if I don't, I'll be having boxing fights. I'm going to have an exhibition fight in Venice's gym. I'm going to have an exhibition fight down in Hector's gym in London. So I've got loads of opportunities with this fight game, Mike.
Fantastic. Yeah,
loads,
yeah.
Yeah, so we'll go to that. Hey, respect, my brother, yeah?
Thank you,
Dad. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, yeah. Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, Sean, so where's your motor?
No, it's more fun watching you. We can both do a bit. We'll both do a bit.
This is Azzy Thomas, yeah? Obviously, he owns this gym, Paradox Gym, and obviously Colwyn Bay. But he's done a lot of fighting yourself over the years, haven't you, Dad?
Yeah, loads.
You know what I mean? You've been professional, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm professional.
Yeah, professional fighter, like, do you know what I mean? He doesn't mess about, old Azzy. Have you had that many fights lately, Azzy?
No, I've got one booked in May 28th.
That's my
birthday.
Party.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
May 28th,
yeah.
So title fight for the Almighty title.
Have you, yeah? What, is that MMA?
MMA, yeah.
Good old sport, that,
isn't
it?
Stand in the middle of it.
Yeah, it's a proper sport, mate. Proper sport.
I'm an
American. Silly.
I hate my seat. Not for you.
Yeah, she's fucking done 6 years in the medical drug charges. Do you have any of his friend called Wild Man?
No.
Well, he passed away last year, bless him. It was last year, wasn't it, Sean?
Yeah, just
so
a little bit.
They all got nicked in America, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, woman had 155 felonies.
Yeah.
155 felonies.
6 years.
Should have gone for 180.
Yes.
What's it like in American jail?
Yeah. You have to get on with it.
You've been in British jails?
No. Yeah. I've been in the cells, like, but not actual jails.
We had a co-defendant who was Asian.
Yeah.
So the gang members started picking on her.
Oh, yeah.
A wild woman was having a bad day, weren't you?
I was.
So she twatted the head gang member.
Yeah.
And she was like, does anyone else want to have a fucking go?
Yeah.
I'm fucking gay.
Oh,
she's a very small wild woman, but not to be underestimated.
Yeah, not underestimated.
Poison comes in little packages.
100%.
Yeah. That's what someone said to me the other day about boxing. Like, it doesn't matter how big you are, you can hit like an heavyweight, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter, does it, mate? Do you know what I mean?
You're human.
Like, I was training with, obviously, up there, heavyweights, yeah, and they were like, well, you've had an easier time training with heavyweights than you would with lightweights, because you're not getting it as much, and, do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, fucking,
mate. Now, what's different between heavyweight and lightweight?
Yeah, I got hit once up there, yeah, so he's hit me on that side, yeah?
Yeah.
So I've been smart, he's hit me that side, so I've been like, guard, there's no more on that side, because he's obviously, so if you to fight you, no man.
Oh, yeah.
So he's come from that side, mate. Oh, mate, took it out of me, dropped me, yeah. Like, it was like, do you know what I mean? I couldn't breathe for about 10 seconds and then I just jumped back straight up then, but mate.
So, what are you guys doing for the state? Are you filming about his fight and stuff?
We're making a documentary about his life.
Right, yeah. Oh, it's been a test of life, honey.
But we're including the fight and everything and the training.
Yeah.
Is that your dog over there?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Yeah. She, Boudica, she'll just lick you to that. She's a...
Let's have a look at the dog.
What's that?
Oh, I allowed to let her out.
You can let her out, yeah, for a minute, yeah. I'll put her back in though. She's wild otherwise.
Lovely dog.
Hey,
Bob,
do you
Hey, Buddha. Hey, Buddha. Look at Buddha.
Come here.
Look at Buddha. Oh.
The dog's finally out.
Yay.
Oh, hello.
Look at Buddha. Aren't you lovely?
She likes you, sure.
Aren't you lovely? She's off. Oh, she's going wild.
Oh,
you want to take her out now, yeah?
Yeah.
Come
on. Come on.
Hey, so where are you fighting? The bouncers. Okay.
The bouncers, you got some jokes.
Yeah. Remember our little dog in Mexico?
Yeah.
What was it called?
Can't remember.
We'll have a little
Alfredo's
on
George or something like that, wasn't it?
Oh, Buddha!
Buddha's
in my bag.
Buddha's in your bag. It's a madhouse now, look at Buddha. Buddha's attacking everyone now. this is your idea, Jen. It's like letting the genie out of the bottle.
Come on!
Oh shit! Buddha's like... Buddha's... Now we see why Buddha was in the cage, Jen.
I've let Buddha out the cage.
No biting!
No biting, Buddha.
As he obviously, it'll take you on a few blasts on the pads, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey now, baby Jen.
I will put your mess in a triangle. Hello, you're so excited.
Oh,
I'm
excited. Show him what you're doing in a minute, yeah. Is that the one I was on the
floor? Yeah, he's a world champion.
Show him.
Do a quick kick on the back. Oh, yeah.
Show him on the back.
Wow.
Oh,
he'd nail you, Sean.
How fast he is? How fast he is?
What?
Yeah. Oh my god. Holy shit. Wow.
See them, they take my head off.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Wow.
Check out me. See this kid, what's your name again, bro?
Harvey.
He's going to be on the UFC.
How long have you been training, Harvey?
Not even a year.
And you're that good already?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
So if anyone, listen, if there's any kids watching this from the North Wales area, from Colwyn Bay,
get your things down
to Paradox Gym in Colwyn Bay, trust me.
In a year, you could be as good as Harvey.
Yeah. Absolute legend.
Channel your energy into martial arts, not knife crime.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it, mate?
Yeah. Ooh. Wow. Wow. Just do a 1 minute live stream of him on the bag.
Yeah.
Do a live of him on the bag, just like a 1 minute one. Get people excited. Yeah. I'm getting it all on this.
Put
fighting trolls on the bag. Fighting trolls destroys punch bag.
Oh, did you film me then?
I'm filming everything. Well, she's going to do a live. Can you do it again in a minute?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Fighting trolls destroys bag. Destroys punch bag. Yeah.
Right.
Public.
I learned that one.
Right, ready to slam it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So we are.
Tell me when you're ready.
Switch it.
Is it live now?
Yeah.
Fun now, quickly.
Yeah, in the house just.
It's 5 by enough for Saturday.
Let's go.
Yeah. Let's go live. 3, 2, 1. Come on. Alright, I'm gonna have to.
Oh, there's been a Wi-Fi malfunction.
Right, let's do it.
You live now?
Come on.
Is it
for?
Think so.
Right,
don't go too hard,
then.
Go easier.
Hold on. Right. Okay, live.
When the cameras are on me, I feel fucking...
Four.
It's live now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it. Destroy that bag. Come on. Yes. Get in there! 3D Fight Club, March 19th. Look at the damage Paul's going to do to this guy. We've just been with him with his weightlifting. Now he's showing his moves. Alright, we're going to end that live. That was just a little teaser for the full documentary we're making about Paul's life coming soon. Subscribe to Fighting Trolls channel, YouTube.
That's it.
Right, Jen, you're up. You're up on the bag.
Come on, Jen.
This was your idea to put lives on your phone. Yeah. You've had it now.
You, the possibilities now. The co-host is revolting. She's revolting against the work ethic. We're out in the field. Getting physical out in the field.
You getting on the...
Who's getting on the next?
You getting on the pads, Joe?
Go on then.
Go on.
Right.
Mind your ring if you...
Oh, right.
Oh, on the pads. I got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Yeah, that's going to be good.
See what you like. We'll see what you like. What hand are you left or right handed?
Right.
That'd be easy, that.
Can you hold that
right? Oh, you've had it now.
Thank you.
So, see what you got here now. See if there's
absolutely nothing.
No? You never know. All right, so you want to get your hands nice and tight. That's it. One bottle stamp. You're going to throw a last bit. That's it. The right hand.
Whoa! Almost took his head off.
Good, when you hit that right hand, put your hip right through the
sausage.
Like that?
Yes,
you
hit.
Swivel that hip.
Right.
That's good.
It.
Good, and again. Don't
yes.
Back. Set your feet. Yes. Shrink to the top.
Yes.
There you go, and again. Good, and again. One more.
Ooh.
See that? See that? Yeah.
Connecting,
that.
Connecting now, good. Jen. Connecting.
One, two.
Good. One, two, then roll out so you're going to double knee. And throw a shot at you so you better roll
out. Ooh. Yes. Yes.
Good. And again. One, two, roll.
Right, two.
Yeah, one, two. Five, roll. And a big right. That's it. And again, let's go.
One, two.
Roll. No. Good. Right uppercut. Right hand. Straight down the middle. Bang. Good shot. One, two. Good. Four fast. One, two, three, four. Right hand. Bang. Good shot. Hands up, hands up. One, two. Faster. One more right hand. And time. What the? She got a bit of pop there, you know.
Didn't she?
Yeah. I think you should be Saturday with Paul now.
Oh, enjoy that, Dan.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Oops, having no breaks.
This lady got 6 years at American prison. Oh, that's one of gangster.
Well, do you want me to have a little
yes. Time
for us? Yeah,
yeah.
That was fun.
158 felons.
155.
Yeah,
I don't know, we're doing
the same.
We're grafting
off
American,
isn't it?
Grafting,
yeah.
What's
that?
He gave me 6 years for talking about it.
Is that all
the water? I told him 6 years, man. Because he wanted to get me out really badly, yeah. I don't know, and then
somebody said... Northeast.
Whereabouts in America?
Arizona,
yeah. Yeah. Nice. Okay, pull in here, you put it back in the cage, lad.
Yeah.
So, get your other pass now, Paul.
Yeah.
Should be all wet now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But so, you know what? Hey, jab. Good shot. One, two. Good, and again. Good, right hand. Good, once right hand, you fall out. Good, jab. Good, one, two, hook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good, and again. Good, one, two, hook. Good, block a few now.
Oh, yeah.
Block nice and tight. Good. Good, so you're going to come out, you're wild. One, two. That's it, get that on the right hand. Right hand middle. Good, and again. Good, one more. Good, good pop on that. One, two. Good, and right hand. Good shot. Right hand roll. Move. Lovely. One, two. Good, hands up now. One. Two. Right. Shot. Right hand roll. Good. Jab. Right. Good. One, two. Good. One, two, roll right. Straight down the middle. And again. And block, block, block. Right hand. One. Good. Jab. Right. Two. Four. Right hand. And rest.
Yes, sir.
Is it an off? Is it an off?
Isn't
ready
he?
To go off, eh?
Ready to go. Vroom, vroom.
Yeah, you know what, yeah.
All the
lemons
are
having
a go.
All the lemons are having
a go. These
have got
these.
Oh, that's it.
Good eye, Sean.
You keep slipping with the socks.
So when this goes out, yeah, these here are the future, mate, the future of the game. This is what young kids need to take an eye on. Yeah. Do you know what I mean, mate?
Something positive.
Yeah, something positive. That's what you want in life. I'm sorry, mate, I wish I got into this at that intro. I really do. Doing all that fucking jailing. Just daft, innit? Do you know what I mean, Sean?
Yeah.
Daft,
mate.
Can you now?
Huh? Yeah. Do you reckon I'm going to win, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Got the spirit.
Yeah.
Just see it in your eyes, man.
Yeah, do you know what it is, though? I haven't drunk enough water today, Sean, a little bit. So with the water, you've got to keep drinking water. Keep drinking it. And today, because I've been in a bit of rush, I haven't drunk much water, so a little bit. Yeah, I can't drink too much now, because last time I was here with him, he had me fucking, I was fucking 16 stone, yeah? 2 stone more than what I am now, unfit.
Mm.
And he had me doing all madness, yeah? I was sick every day. I was drinking, and I drank water one day, load of water, and I went to train. Oh, it was horrible. So that's a tip, yeah? If you're going to train, don't drink loads of water. That's it. If you watch a fight, yeah, Sean, and you see the fighters only having a sip, it's because it makes it knock you sick. Yeah, it's bad, man. Want me to do another pad?
Yeah,
Sean?
Yeah. What about one of the punch bags then instead?
Yeah, I could do.
Can you do that one?
One more of this, just a little bit.
Okay.
And then as you tell me off the punch bag, if you want.
Freestyle, so what we'll do next, we go 1-2, straight down the middle, we're going to block the body shot, yeah, the uppercut hook.
Yeah, okay. So do this long, so 1-2,
James.
And again. Hit right. Come on. That's the one. And again. There you go.
Yeah.
Left breaking chins then, lad. Jab. Right hand. Ooh. 1-2. Good lad. Right hand roll. Right hand. Good shot. 1-2. Right hand. Good shot. 1-2. And again. Good shot. And again. Good, right hand, straight down. Good shot. And again, more power. Last one. And again, come on. Good shot, one more.
Oh, that was good, man. Brilliant. Well done.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good
swat. Yeah.
Are you ready for your mate? He's not ready, is he?
Nah,
I'm going to
kill him,
bro.
Kill him.
Yeah. Hold it. Yeah.
I'm feeling fit today, bro. I feel well and fit, lad. Yeah,
Can't wait, mate, honestly, bro.
I'd like
I said,
I've done 3
minutes
rounds,
no
sound,
innit?
When you're in there,
yeah,
always a big more energy.
Yeah.
Get what I mean?
Yeah.
If you want to be thinking, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Fight or flight, you've got to
keep
yourself
in there,
so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got a few scraps in jail, mate.
Yeah.
He said, phone me up yesterday, I can't wait to fight, he said. Listen, he said, whatever boxes do, we should be in talk, bro. He said, it's going to go out the window. 100%. It's going to go out the window, he said, the first fight, you're just going to go in and have it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Keep your hands up, chin down, bro.
That's what I mean, I'm just going to, yeah.
Fully bandaged.
Yeah, can't wait, man. What now,
Fighting Trolls, Wild Woman, Jen. You've all heard about 3B Fight Club, Fighting Trolls. He's rose up fast on YouTube. People are fascinated by this character. But who is Fighting Trolls? What is the backstory here? His name is Paul, and we are here to find out more about him today in North Wales. He's kindly shown us around the gym, done some training with him. Jen's beat the bag up, her arms are knackered.
Yeah.
And we've still got the mental stamina to ask Paul questions.
Of course I do, of course.
Yes.
And if you want to subscribe to Paul's channel, the link is in the description box below the video.
Thank you.
Yes. So a huge thank you for spending time with us today, Paul.
Yes, definitely. I've had a work riot.
Earlier on you said, you know, you spent a lot of your life in prison. We're going to get to that.
Yes.
Where were you born?
I was born in a hospital called St Asaph. 1988. But where I grew up is a place called Bagilt, and that's just a little village in Flintshire, North Wales. It's a quiet place really. But obviously my childhood, you know, from the age of like naught up until about 11 in primary school, I had like, you know, a good childhood there. I was in school, you know, I started being a bit naughty from about 10 to 11. So when I turned 11, I ended up going to high school, yeah. But I got kicked out of there within, I think it was about 6 weeks, permanently expelled from the whole school.
Why?
Why?
So basically, in the last year of primary school, I started being a bit naughty. Like, you know, just cheeky and, you know, swearing and, you know, just being a naughty kid, innit? Do you know what I mean? So then, obviously, when I went to high school, I was naughty. I was in class, I was threatening the teachers, I was running out of class, bunking, smoking, drinking. Do you know what I mean? I was just a naughty kid. So then, after about 6 weeks, permanently excluded me from school. Said, you're not allowed to come anywhere near 150 metres around the whole area. You're not allowed to come on the prop. You're just not allowed anywhere near here. So I ended up going to a naughty school.
And how old were you then, sorry?
How old was I then? I was 11.
It's terrible,
I felt. Yeah, but I had a good doctor.
Yeah, but even for the little things you were doing,
weren't
that?
Oh, I was bad.
Yeah, but
I can't explain. I can't. So it's hard to say like exactly what I was like, but I just remember being naughty, like, you know, just a naughty kid. Because to get kicked out of school that early on, you know, you must have been bad, didn't it, John? Do you know what I mean?
Let's take that.
Well, I had a good up. Obviously, at that age is when my mum and dad split up. Yeah, for good, they split up. I've had a good upbringing, you know. My mum's been good, you know. She brought me up the best she can, but they didn't take it too well because, you know, I was a little boy. Do you know what I mean?
So the split up that triggered you.
It might have been. I reckon it could have been. That's what I reckon. Yeah. So I had ended up having to have a social worker because of my behaviour. So my social worker used to come see me like every week. Yeah, she used to take me out to like McDonald's and like to karate and, you know, to try and change me and stuff like that. Yeah, but I was on a spiral. From that age. Yeah, I was smoking weed. I was drinking. I was hanging around with the wrong people. I went to a naughty boys' school. That was called Fluin' On. In year 7, and I was there till year 10. Do you know what I mean? But through there, I started hanging around with Notorious Family. Yeah, I don't really want to say their name on it, but they're really well known, like around my area. They're a travelling family. It's like 9 kids,
This podcast is sponsored by Gadfly Press. We are proud to announce the publication of Britain's number one art forger, Max Brandert, The Life of a Cheeky Faker. And from the back cover blurb, Max the Forger is an artist and gentleman whose colourful lifestyle has spanned over 70 years. He has lived under the strict regime of Bernardo's Children's Homes, been an elephant handler in the circus, lived rough, busked his way from Brighton to Bombay, sold his fakes up and down the country, dined with dukes, socialised with celebrities, associated with gangsters, served time in prison, and donated tens of thousands to charity. And through it all, he has never stopped smiling and loving life and missing his mum. Quote from the book. Mr. Brandert, I do not see you as a malicious criminal, sighed the judge. But why, oh why, do you continue to use your God-given talent in this way? I just can't help myself, Your Honour. It's like an addiction, I grinned. Available worldwide on Amazon. Link in the description box below this video. Thank you for supporting our sponsor.
So what was your first brush with the law?
Well, first brush with the law was just like robbing Crate of Ale, yeah? Just like going in, yeah, just going into like bargain booze and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, just I was only young, just robbing home and running out and, you know, getting smashed with the lads. And, but at a young age, me and this lad, Steve, I don't want to say a second, obviously, but me and Steve, everyone knows him, we used to be fighting all the time, yeah? Just like getting pissed and picking up people, older people, not younger people, and just beating them up. And we started getting a bit of a name for ourselves, you know what I mean? I wasn't like such a hard case, I was just a bit stupid and mad back then, do you know what I mean?
So did you end up in Young Offenders?
I did, yeah, from the age of 17, yeah.
What was that
like? Yeah, 17, that's when I first started going to jail.
What was your conviction then?
It was a breach of tag, yeah, is what it was. I got put on tag for smashing my mum's fella's car up. I'll get to him in a bit further on. So I smashed his car up because obviously I didn't used to like him, he was a bit of a prick, right? So I smashed his car up, the police got called, and I got put on tag for it. So what happened then? I was going down to work in South Wales, cockling. Have you ever heard of cockling?
Is that when you, like, it's almost fishing?
So you get these cockles on the beach,
cockling.
Yeah? And you tamp them and they rise to the top, you scrape them into a bag, yeah. But it's mint money. The money's unbelievable, yeah? And a lot of people do it. So when the money's that good now, you've got to have, like, proper, like, permits and that, and they're hard to get. There's a lot of money, but the money in it's really good, yeah, Sean? So I went down South Wales doing that back then, and I cut my tag off to go down there, cut it off, ended up getting jailed for it when I was 17. They thought...
They're quite big. How did you get
just with it? A thing, man, you can just cut them. Because of the band, you can just cut it, do you know what I mean?
Have you seen one? How big the tag
is? Yeah. We've had a few podcast guests have them on while we were interviewing them.
You can cut with a sharp blade. So I'd done that, and then obviously I got sent down to jail then. But when I went to my first jail, this is when it all like started spiralling out of control more, do you know what I mean? So the first time I went to jail, I remembered it, my mum, when I got sentenced, the officers come in, and my mum started crying and that, do you know what I mean? And like, I'm not going to lie, I did start crying myself, Sean. Not like, I started crying, do you know what I mean? So when they took me down, I thought, oh, where am I going? And I'm going to Stoke Heath. So they said, yeah, you're going to Stoke Heath. I thought, oh, buzzing all my friends and that there. Have you got any tissue? I've got a bad nose, I have, you know.
Let me
go
get you some
now. I've got friends who are all in that Stoke Heath. That's my local jail, Sean. So anyway, we're on the bus there now, and I'm shitting myself. Really, like, I'm, like, shaking. I'm thinking all kinds of what's going to happen. So when we got to Stoke Heath, they were like, oh, two of you are going to Werrington House. There's no space here. I thought, oh, please don't be me. Oh, mate, it was only me, wasn't it? It was only me. So me and this lad called Daniel Finley, we ended up going to this place called Werrington House. So obviously I was shitting myself, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up going there. Ended up going on the induction wing for a couple of days. It was all right on the induction wing, you know, it was all right. So then they've put us onto the main wing. I walked on there, mate, and, like, I was the only white lad. Me and this lad were the only white lads on the wing. These lads, like, Sean, they were all, like, 5'11", 6'4". They were only in between 15 and 18.
Wow.
They were like tanks, yeah? They were like tanks. And I was like, what have I come to here? So, yeah.
So you were the minority.
Yeah. But basically, I've got a story, and I always tell the truth. I'm not going to lie. This what happened to me now, helped me right the way through my jail life, Sean, yeah? So basically, I got padded up with this lad, and I was padded up with him for a bit, and he started bullying me, right? He was like hitting me in the pad and that. You know, I was on the top bunk and that, and it's just come out the top, start hitting me and pulling me off the bed, and he was bullying me, do you know what I mean? I was going out every day and I was depressed, and then my mum and that were phoning me. I was phoning my mum and that, and they were all like, yeah, is everything all right? They were all like, hey, is everything all right on the phone and that? Like, and every day I was just, I could feel that upsetness, you know, inside me. I could feel it was all building up, yeah. But I didn't ever cry on the phone to them, but they knew something was up, do you know what I mean? And then one night, this was like towards the end of my sentence, one night I just lost my head, yeah? I just jumped off the top bunk, yeah? And I had like loads of like bottles of pop, fabric conditioners, you know, like in a juvie cell, yeah? You'd have it all like nice and stocked, you can't need them. So I ended up jumping off, yeah? Ripping all my stuff down, getting the brush, because we had a brush in the pad, yeah? Snapped the brush, started whacking the thing through, yeah? The window started smashing it, get me out of here now, right? And I still started going mental, yeah? And then obviously the office have come, yeah. My pad mate shit his pants. I should have battered him, really. I'll tell you this, we'll get to this story later on as well. I should have battered him, really, that time, yeah.
How long was your sentence? Sorry,
that 6 months to three, only just a little time. So, anyway, yeah, by that time, the officers come, but they come with a bit of like riot, not like full on riot gear, but they come ready to, you know, if I was going to kick off. So, they ended up pulling me out of the cell, walking me down to the block, and I just started crying to them. And that obviously, I didn't tell them that my pad mate was. Bullying me, like. So, yeah, took me down the block and then put me back onto the wing, and I ended up getting out. But that, from that day, yeah, from that happening, yeah, changed my whole life in jail from the do you know what I mean? Because I knew what it was like, and, like, I've never let anyone do that again, do you know what I mean? And it never happened to me again. But further on, I can tell you more stuff about what happened.
Very good story,
Sam. Yeah. So I can tell you more about what happened there, Sean, later on. As we get part three up to the years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got out then. I was 18. I just turned 18. I got out 2 days after my 18th birthday. So yeah.
So like in the Young Offenders Den, like you said, your mates were all in one, and you went to this other one.
Yeah.
So did you were clicked up with all the young people in your area that were like getting into naughty stuff?
Yeah. So So what it was, all the lads from my area, all the, like the Tomos, the this, the that, the Tankers and all that, they were all in Stokeheath, and I knew this anyway. There was, so in Stokeheath you get the 15 to 18s, and then you get the 18s to 21s. So from 15 to 21, obviously you're two different ages, but 15 to 21, all the lads from my area was in that jail. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I wanted to go there. I went to a jail where it was all like Leicester, Birmingham, Nottingham, do you know, all downs that way. So for my first time, I'm glad in a way that that all happened the way it happened.
Back
because
in the fire.
It helped me so much as I went on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So when you got out, who did you click up with, or what did you do then?
I was back to hanging around with my friends who, like, a notorious name in that area, do you know what I mean? And I ended up going with them, just doing that, you know, just getting in trouble and, you know, robbing, and not robbing houses, by the way, just robbing like crates. And I was still younger back then, you know, and just robbing like drug dealers.
You robbed a crate of
beer,
didn't you?
Huh?
Robbing a crate of beer, didn't you?
Yeah, well, we did.
Do you know
what?
Wild man was obsessed with that.
Yeah. We've done them crate runs fucking for years, you know what I mean? Save paying for stuff, do you know what I mean? But I started hanging around with them.
Back then, when they're young, it's just what they do, isn't it?
It's not that horrible.
It's not that bad with
you. What about your relationship with your parents when you got out?
It was good, mate. It's going to be something. So on my next prison sentence, you're going to find out something about the relationship with my family, do you know what I mean? So I got out in the January, and then back to the August here, so in 8 months, yeah, obviously I was doing my own thing with the lads and that, you know, just going out, getting in trouble, partying, you know, getting on women, travelling the country, hotels, you know, I lived a good life there, Sean, to be honest.
And how are you earning your money?
I had mates that would like sell drugs, and would rob copper, and would rob like stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like going on the scrap with the travellers, stuff like that. Yeah, what was a good thing? What we used to do if we were skint as well, because we were young. We used to just go to like a restaurant, like somewhere like this where you could order your food. Pay after. do you know what I mean?
Just get tanked up first,
then order a bit of food, eat a couple of chips, get tanked up in the morning, just get off. And that was one of our main things, because we were travelling. I used to obviously hang around with the travellers, my mates, yeah. So we were always in like nice cars, brand new cars, because my mate's dad, he'd done the scrap. But, you know, I don't really want to say too much, but, you know, he done well in life, you know, he had a lot of money, so we were always up and down the country with them. I loved it. I was always with them all the time. And my mum used to, like, be on to me all the time, but where are you, what are you doing? Because I was everywhere, do you know what I mean? But from then up until the August, so this is where like the big jail started happening now. So in the August of 2006, I went on holiday to Turkey, yeah? So I come back off Turkey, and my mum was like, oh, you're not coming back here, you know, you're going to your dad's, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up going to my dad's. Let me get back. I'll have to stay. So one night, just before I went on holiday, about 2 months before I went on holiday, yeah, I come home one night, walk through my front door, my mum's on the stairs, yeah, black and blue, all marks around the neck and that. Right, so I was like, what's the matter, mum? And he's like, Mark's fucking been battering me for ages now. He's been abusing me, and this has been going on for ages. He said he just nearly killed me. You know, if I did, you know, he was choking her that much that she was passing out. So I was like, no problem. He said, when I see him, I'm gonna fucking kill him, mate, because she's my mum at the end of the day. Yeah. So I'm gonna fucking kill him, mate. So anyway, a few weeks went by. He was gone, nowhere to be seen. He'd obviously left the area. Well, I don't know where he went, but at this time. So when I've gone on holiday, like a month or so later, or whatever it was, I've come back for holiday. She's like, "Why don't you go to your dad's?" Because I was drinking a lot at the time, and, you know, I was getting in a bit of trouble and that. So when I've come back off my holiday, she's gone there, and then gone to my dad. Oh yeah, sorry. So my dad and all that were drinking, yeah, in the garden. It was obviously August to summer, didn't it? So my dad and all my pals, we were down there, all drinking with my dad, getting wrecked, and all that. We were all like, "Let's go up to town." So I was like, no problem, we'll go up. So I thought in my head, oh, if we go up to town, I might see my stepdad, because I had a vengeance for him, right? So I put a big chopper down my side there, Sean, yeah? Yeah. A big blade, right? So I thought, oh, if I see him, I'm going to give it him, yeah? So I put it down there. In my head, I thought, I'm not going to see him. But I still took it just in case, you get what I mean? So I've gone up there and that, getting pissed and that. Me and my mate Darren have like left me dad and I in the top up and walked downtown. But as we're walking downtown, who did we see? Only my stepdad of all people, do you know what I mean, Sean?
Yeah.
So fucking that was it then. Whipped the blade out, run at him, went to put it in him, yeah, but he's like kind of dodged me. So I'm like that now. Do you know what I mean? I cut him across the neck, across his arm and that. But I'm glad now that it didn't go in him.
Yeah.
Like, oh. I'm glad now thinking about it. I could have put it in him, right? So I was going for him. Yeah, and I was a bit bevy. I was a bit pissed. I was only skinny. I was like that. Anyway, he was a bigger guy. So I dropped the knife, yeah? Started scrapping with him. He started, like, choking me. So my mate, Darren Thomas, has come running over, grabbed the blade up, right? Pushed Mark against the, you know, them phone boxes. Pushed Mark against the phone box. Went like that to put it in his neck. Grabbed him, went to put it in his neck. And then one of my stepdad's mates has clacked my mate then. So as he clacked him, he's dropped the blade. So then we just run off. So we run off down the side by Tesco's and into the woods, yeah? So I said to Darren, let's get down there, because the helicopter and everything's going to be out, obviously, do you know what I mean? Because we knew the woods by the back of our hands, I went further down and he stayed under the bridges like a dick. He's not a dick, so Darren, if you're watching, you're not a dick. We were young. So I've gone down and just hid under this bunker, like it was like a bunker, right? Anyway, it was a bunker, so I just hid in there, right, for ages and ages and ages. I hit a helicopter out, I thought, oh, he's definitely being nicked. He got nicked straight away, basically straight away as he walked up the bank, he got nicked, yeah? So I left it for hours, and I've come out of the bunker, I've walked up, like, to the Strand, it's called the Strand Walk, yeah? Walked up Strand Walk, I seen one of my mate's sisters, she's got me in the car, she went, the police are everywhere, she went, get out of here. So she's like, I'll take you back to where, I'll get you a t-shirt and all that. So I got changed and I put a t-shirt on and fucking, and me like a knobhead, I've gone back into the town, haven't I? Yeah, like a knobhead. Well, I was going to get nicked anyway, so in a way, I'm glad I got nicked there and then, because basically I would have been, you know, I got it done with. So anyway, I went up to town, got jumped on by all plod and all that, went to the police station, got nicked with attempted murder. So I thought, oh, fucking hell, I'm getting years here, do you know what I mean? Charged us with Section 18 then, yeah? With Section 18. So I went to Lancaster Farms because all courts were shut out, yeah? But when we're on there, I'm like, I'm shitting myself, you know? I'm going to a YO jail now, not a 15 to 18. I'm going to an 18 to 21s now because I was 18, do you know what I mean? So... yeah, so I'm on the way to Lancaster Farms and all that, me and my mate. But my mate got nicked with the same charge as me. I felt well tight on him, you know what I mean? Because he was
only jumping in.
Yeah, so now he's on the same charge as me, Section 18 charge, you know. And you're getting a lot of time for these charges, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so do you want to ask any questions around that before I get...
Honestly, you are a brilliant storyteller. Our ideal guest, we just sit here and you go.
Yeah.
You can tell you create content, can't you?
Yeah.
Any questions at this point while
we're... What did your mum do about that after you'd done that? Because it was her fella, like.
Yeah, it was her husband.
She was still together at the time.
No, well, what it was, they'd separated that time, yeah, because obviously I wouldn't have him in my house.
Well, doing it.
You know what I mean? Not a chance. He's still to this day, is not in my area. And I'm not saying I'm no hard man, because I don't claim to be, but he knows that's my mum, yeah, and he knows that I've got like a fair few mates that would back me up, because he's a bully that hits women, do you know what I mean? So he's never been in this area since that day it happened. He might have been in like an area out just about 10 miles away, but he's never in my local area now. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. You probably isn't again. You wouldn't stab me. You'd probably smack him
whenever
you see him.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. Well, I don't want to go to jail now, so I'll get in any kind of trouble. I've done too much. I've wasted my life. So basically. I was on my way to Lancaster Farms, and that was like my first proper jail sentence, do you know what I mean? When I went to that Lancaster Farms, back then, you could have fags in that, yeah? So what my mum done, when I was in the police station for 3 days, she put me back in, she put me fags in, she put me this, that, the other. So when I've gone to jail, you know, in reception, they've handed me my stuff. I'm like, yes! You know what I mean? Sitting back in my cell like that, smoking fags. You know what I mean? It's obviously sorted all the boys out. They didn't last long, right? Because obviously you look after people in there, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Did you have a cellmate right away?
No, single cell, and single cell, yeah, in Lancaster Farms, yeah. I was only there for 2 weeks, because obviously until I went back to court, so it was nice. Yeah, it was nice that, you know, I was single cell, because sharing cells is just
horrible.
Shit, man.
Living in a toilet with someone.
Oh, it's horrible, yeah, especially them Stoke Heath ones, mate.
Yeah.
Stoke Heath's your bed, yeah, there on G-Wing, and I say there's your bed, and you sleep head there. So the toilet's literally facing there. It's literally, it's just, mate, you're eating next man's. Oh, it's big. I'm not being a bully in that, yeah, but I used to say, look, if we're going to the toilet, we go where we're out there. You better empty your. Sorry for saying this, but I couldn't do that, mate.
My head would be there, and the toilet would be there.
So I went to Lancaster Farms, and then left Lancaster Farms.
So I went back to
court, and then I went guilty, so I get a third off, yeah? So, because obviously I was guilty, wasn't I? Do you know what I mean? They caught me back to right to camera. Do you know what I mean? They caught it all. So we both went guilty. So he was like, okay, come back for sentencing in like 30 odd days, whatever it was. Went to all course. So what was the worst thing about when I went to all course? So first, Sean, yeah, I've gone there and it's a man's jail now. So I've gone from juveniles to young offenders to young offenders man's jail. So it's any 18 to 60. 100, whatever, do you know what I mean? So this was my local jail, of course, now, yeah? So we had a family that I did get on with called the Hugheses, yeah? There was Andy Hughes, he's massive, he's a big rock, and then you got, like, it's loads of them. So when I've got to Old Course, he was in there, wasn't he? So what happened was, because my mate, Darren Thomas, he was a high risk. So when we've gone in there, I've gone onto the induction wing, Darren had to go over onto another wing where they had a single cell for him. So I went onto the induction, and he went onto the Antony's wing on Canal Green. So next morning when we've come out to, I didn't know he was in there that time, so next morning when I've come out to go onto, you know, your induction, when you go first day in induction, gym induction and all that. So basically Darren's come out and he's like, oh listen, I'm sitting there, and he said, he's going to brain you, lad. He said, as soon as he sees you, it's on sight, he's going to snap your chin and everything. Oh mate, I went white, didn't I? I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? I was shitting myself, I was only a kid, he's a big rock, do you know what I mean? So obviously God must be looking down on me, because 2 days later when I've come back off the wing, Darren went, oh, I'm being shipped out. He said to one of the officers, yeah, he said, I don't know if I can say this. He said to one of the officers, he went, oh, miss, he went, your things are looking all nice and pert today, aren't they? Yeah, only I'm the joke. So she's gone back and obviously told the SO, the boss, the governor, and they've said, we'll give him an instant ship out, because it's like fucking, look, I don't want any beef.
Sexual harassment,
beef.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, well, it is a bit, isn't it? You know, I remember everything, so, yeah, so he's like, you're looking pert today, miss. So they got shipped out, so I was buzzing then. You know what I mean? I was in our course, you know, everything was cool. I ended up landing, I went over onto Val Red, it was mint in there, like, you know, playing footy every day. And so 30 days come from the court date, I went to court then. Did I tell you that it got dropped from attempted murder to Section 18?
No.
You did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, so
what,
yeah.
What was the total sentence? I'm going to tell you now.
So I went, yeah. I went to court. I got 4.5 years, yeah. So I think it was like 27 months I served just off that one sentence. So I got 20. So 4.5, do half, but my co-dean, listen, I'll just go through it with him. He got 3 years, do 18, yeah. But listen to this, when he got me, he was a bit of a nutcase, Darren Thomas, right? He ended up getting moved to Stoke Heath. Without me, we got separated. Anyway, he went there. He got an extra 10 years on top, right? Do you know what he done? There's a man. It's called the Manny's in Stoke Heath. It's like a big workshop of all like different metal workshops and where they make beds and this and that. He'd ended up clacking someone with a piece of metal, breaking their jaw. Yeah, he got an extra 10 years. He ended up in Swinford Hall. It's like a long term life in jail. For young offenders, so I felt well tight on him, like. So we ended up doing a fucking. He did just years. Do you know what I mean?
Still in touch.
Yeah, yeah. I've done a little interview on him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know if it's on my.
Has he got some good stories?
Oh, John, his stories are unbelievable. Yeah. Honestly, he's done most of his life. He's changed now. He's a changed man, but he's done most of his life. The stories he's got, mate, are unbelievable. Honestly, unbelievable. But yeah, so I got that tight. I got that jail sentence.
Where was that?
Of course, Yeah, so I'll tell you what happened now, I'll tell you. So I'd done most of my time in Old Course, but what I was doing, I had a job, it's got in the kitchens. So in Old Course, in the morning, I was cleaning the trolleys, you know, the food trolleys?
Yeah.
So what I was doing, I got with all the scousers, you know, involving all the scousers and that, and the manx and this, that, and the other. So, you know, when the parcels come on. So what I was doing, I was doing the trolleys. So in the morning, every other morning, yeah, I'd go to the kitchen at like 6 a.m, get all the milk for all the wings, all the cases of milk, and then I'd like walk around all the wings and chuck the milk in. So I was like smashing the fucking parcels, wasn't I? I was nice. I'll be honest, I was young, I was stupid, so I wasn't hardly making no money in that. I was just making like food and just daft, you know what I mean? I was just getting used basically. But it is what it is, isn't it? So yeah, and then, so what happened was, the what?
The gopher.
What, the Joey, you mean?
Joey, what's
the
Joey?
Joey. So how much Joey?
No, gopher.
the Joey. Yeah, the Joey. I was the Joey, yeah.
Is that a Joey?
Yeah, Joey. The idiot, yeah.
No. We don't want to hook things up and do cross and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No. No, I didn't mean that.
That
means.
Yeah.
No, I meant you go for this and you do that. Pass things back.
As an Americanism. Our slang is all American. Drug slang and American slang. It's so different.
It's
like if you're the one who like pass that bonus because you're out passing the milk, you pass stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
The gopher.
Would be doing the passing, wouldn't
they? And you did, you had to give it a canter bar, and that's how you made your money.
So what were your cellmates like in that one bit,
Dave? Very good. I had a cellmate now. He was an IPP. His name's Paulie Ashmore from Oldham, yeah? Proper lovely lad. He was doing a 5-year IPP back then. And IPPs are like in terminate public protection. So you can go in for the 5 years, and there's still people in now from 2004 still in on IPP. Danny, yeah?
Pepsi Watson.
Not Watson's name. Yeah, Pepsi Watson. But what? He's on IPP. There's loads of people I know that are still on IPPs.
It's like you've got a sentence, right? And it's got a term you can go to the board, but they can keep you in for 99 years. So you could have a 2-year sentence and not get out for decades, and there's people stuck in it. The politicians have cancelled it now, but you've got all these guys stuck in that.
Still on it.
And they won't reverse it, because if they get out and do something, then the politicians are going to...
So is it a really violent crime that they're on this IPP?
Supposedly, but it's not all.
A lot of people got stuck. But if it was that violent,
why didn't they sentence him to that length of time in the first place?
They shouldn't have done what was right for that charge.
Instead of keeping them on a hook,
It's a head mess.
That's not right,
the worst part's not knowing much sentences, is it? These guys never know when they're getting out.
Yeah, it's a joke.
So
I had the padmate called Paulie Ashmore. He's back in now. He's got on a conspiracy charge. Like, he's looking at big time. Like, he hasn't done anything wrong. Like, but obviously with MIPPs, he's been in over a year now. No court date, no this. You know, stitched him right up. So yeah, he was a proper sound. He was on the enhanced wing. You know, everything was good. It was just I really enjoyed jail at the time. I know it sounds crazy, like, but oh yeah, up until I got crossed up. So my pad was all rammed, I had the best of the best, you know, everything was good, me and my mate. And basically I got classed up, so one morning, security had come to me and was like, oh, you're getting shipped out. I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean? I wasn't used to getting shipped out. No, do you know what I mean? I wasn't used to it. Do you know what that is, shipped out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was getting shipped out, so I was like, fuck me, you know what I mean? I went to their reception and that, shitting myself. They're like, you're going to Stokeheath. So I was like, oh, not too bad, you know, all my mates and that are there. So I ended up going to Stokeheath. I was only there a day, yeah, on the induction wing. They called me into the office and were like, oh, you've got a Cat D with you. I was like, what do you mean? They were like, you Cat D with you. 2 days later, I'm on another bus to open jail, mate, to Thorn Cross, yeah. It's on it, yeah. So I was buzzing, mate. So I ended up going to Thorn Cross. I had about, what did I have, 6 months to go or 7 months? I'll tell you when I went to Stokeheath. It was the day Madeleine McCann there. No, Stokeheath, Thorn Cross. It was the day Madeleine McCann went missing. 2007, wasn't it?
Yeah,
so it was wet. Because I remember going there and I was on the sweatbox and they were talking about it. Like, and that's why I remember this. So anyway, I went to the open jail and it was mint there. Honestly, it was mint. For the jail, like, it was just mint. Got there and all that. What happened there? What could have said?
An open prison, you're allowed Cat D, you're allowed days.
Yeah, Cat D, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. So I'll just get to them. So I started getting my days out. What I was doing when I was getting my days out was going home, because obviously Warrington's only 20 minutes, 25 minutes away, innit? So Warrington to North Wales, you're only meant to go to Warrington town centre, like, have food and have your family. I was just flying home, having food, seeing the boys, coming home, coming back to jail. But what I was doing when I was going home, I was getting myself plugged up, wasn't I? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I can't get myself plugged up, and obviously make food and that in jail. I always like my nice luxuries and that. So I was going, getting plugged up and all that. Oh, tell me about it. Listen.
Laptops, they all come out.
Yeah, listen, yeah, little phone. I'm not joking. I know it's disgusting. Like,
no, I know. Did you ever do it?
Yeah.
The time I had my
ass,
I think he sniffed my dog to see what was up there.
Yeah, well, that's another story, I'll tell you in a minute. So basically, yeah. So I was doing that, listen to this one. So I've gone home. I was in Stokeheath. No, we was in Thorn Cross anyway. So shall I just go to this bit where I got the day I got nicked?
You don't have to cut any long story short. We like all the details.
Do you?
Yeah.
But I'd say what I do, so with this, I like skip to one bit and then I forget.
Skipping's fine, but don't cut stories out, go back to them.
Yes, yeah. All right then. Well, I'll tell you the story. So I was on the wing one day, right? This was my first altercation in Thorn Cross, because I'm always nice to people in jail. You know, I just get on with everybody. So there's a guy from Danny Christie's way, yeah. His name's Snaggle, right? He's a fucking big old lump,
Snaggle.
Like, Snaggle. I remember it. So what happened was, he was my pal. You know what I mean? He was my good mate in there. So one day I've come out to shower. And I've just had me, you know, when your towel wrapped around you. So I've like walked to my pad, he's kegged me, hadn't he? Do you know what I mean? In front of everyone, towel gone, you know what I mean? I was like, you fucking Bella, you know what I mean? And he's like, who are you talking to? I was like, you fucking Bella. So he run over, gripped me now, didn't he? Like, up against the wall, yeah. I was like choking, he's like, you ever call me that again, I'll snap your chin. So he's let me go, I've turned around, gone, you're fucking Bella. And he's come running up. Boom, yeah. Not joking, Sean, right? He broke all my eye socket off one punch, yeah. I'm not joking, flew through me, because, you know, like when you got nothing on your feet.
Yeah.
Like that kind of, I don't know what the term, whatever flooring it was. But anyway, I flew, broke my eye socket. And then, what happened was then they fucking got the boys, because you go to outside hospital on your own, bro. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I had to go in a taxi to outside hospital. That was it then, people on the phone, right? You know, meet him down in the hospital, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, honestly, you just bring stuff back in, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, so,
So has that been squashed with that, or was the
Listen, as soon as it happened, mate, and I come back off the hospital, he was like basically not nearly crying, but he was like, look at me, pal, I'm so sorry. He was on the juice when he was in jail. He was only like 19, 20. He was like a big old tank, like, and like he was like, sorry. I was like, there's bird, there's this, there's that, I'm sorry. And so yeah, it got squashed. Like, well, I'm trying to think of other like mad stuff that happened in there. It's hard to remember, you know, man. Yeah, do you know when you remember? Because obviously,
you go home, you think,
yeah, that's what I mean.
See anyone getting jugged or stabbed?
Yeah, well, I'll get back to them stories. Yeah. Well, I've just come back. So when we fit, so what?
Did you get high in there? Did you do
drugs? Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute. Yeah. I'll tell you 2 seconds. So I missed the story out. So when I was in there, of course, on this time, my mate came in Sendor, right? This is when he got stabbed. So what happened was we were on the induction wing. I don't know which year it was. It was around that time. We was on the induction wing. Oh, it was that time when I went. So I went on for the induction. I remember that. So I went from the induction wing with him, yeah, over to Beaches Green. This is how I went over to the nice wing. So what happened was we went on there, and we went on there at like 8:30 at night. So the whole wing was locked down. So when we've come on in on our trolleys, it's made a noise, innit? So everyone's come to like the doors and, what's going on here? Who's that?
This podcast is sponsored by Gadfly Press. We're proud to announce the publication of Scotland's Johnny Boy, The Bird That Never Flew. From the back cover, all his life, Johnny Boy Steele has been running, first from an abusive father, then from the rigours of an approved school and a young offender's jail, and finally, from the harshness of adult prison. This book details how the Steele brothers staged the most daring breakout that Glasgow's Barlinnie prison had ever seen, and recounts what happened when their younger brother Joseph was falsely accused of the greatest mass murder in Scottish legal history. We're talking the ice cream wars, though. If Johnny Boy had wings, he would have flown to help his family, but he would have to wait for freedom to use his expertise to publicise young Joe's miscarriage of justice. This is a compelling, often shocking, and uncompromisingly honest account of how the human spirit can survive against almost crushing odds. It is a story of family love, friendship, and, ultimately, a desire for justice. So, Scotland's Johnny Boy, The Bird That Never Flew, is available worldwide on Amazon. Link in the description box below this video. Thank you for supporting our sponsor. Cheers.
So, me and me mate, we've gone off from Furlong Green over to Beaches Green. Me mate's mixed race, yeah? Good lad, a lunatic, like, but yeah, he's a good lad. So we've gone on there, and obviously all the scousers have obviously seen us come on there late at night, and they've all been using like racial slurs and stuff, yeah, out the window, and like really winding him up. But I'm on my bed, shitting myself, thinking, oh, it's going off in the morning, right? So anyway, we was arguing all night. They were arguing back and forth through the windows and that. In the morning, I've been ready with my little toothbrush like that on the door, yeah? ready, yeah? So anyway, we've opened the door and I've just gone straight out, just, you know, not that I was going to do something, I was just scared, I didn't want to rush in. So basically what happened was they've come down into the pad, loads of scousers and that, yeah? All talking and that. I thought, oh, it's going off here, but they didn't do anything that morning. But that same night, my mate was on a visit, yeah? He went on his visit, and they come down to the pad, like, talking, and that, oh, where's your mate actually from then, blah, 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 blah. So I was just talking to him, and then they went and that, and then he's come back at about 7:45 off a visit. And then as he's come through the door, he's went on the toilet. So the toilet's right by the door. Next minute, this heroin user's come running in, yeah? As my mate's been on the toilet, going, wah! Cut my mate right from there all the way down there, yeah? Right, like, it was pretty, you know, he's got a big scar there now, like. So my mate's obviously finished the toilet, blood everywhere, run out, who the fuck was that? Do you know what I mean? And obviously...
Imagine getting stabbed
by a fucking shitter. Yeah, so obviously... Well, because obviously they obviously paid this head of an addict to do with the lads, yeah?
This is just because he was mixed race.
It could have been because of that, or because he was just beefing back at him and he did.
Yeah. So they were obviously standing up for himself.
Yeah, they were obviously trying to obviously bully him and intimidate him, but he gave it up back. So they sliced him for. Well, they paid someone to obviously slice him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, But yeah, that, so then he run out, and then he, obviously the lad was disappeared. He must have went into someone's cell. And, do you know what I mean? So then obviously the officers have seen him bloody, and they've obviously pressed the bell. Next couple of seconds later, Screws come running in, she locked the wing off, everyone behind the doors. You know what I mean? And they come into us, and she's like, oh, we're going to have to move you off the wing, innit? But they separated us, mate. Well, they put him on healthcare because he was cut, and they moved me over onto the enhanced wing.
Well, were they trying to get you because you were with him?
They didn't try and get me. They were all right with me.
Okay.
Yeah, they were actually sound with me. They didn't try and get me at all because he went on a visit from like six till six. So say about half six. So six till about 7:45. And I was on my own in the cell. I didn't really go out on the association because I was obviously on edge. Do you know what I mean? I was a bit nervous, like, and it was like, you know, I was only young at the time. But they didn't do nothing to me.
So at this point in your story then, how old are you?
I was 18. When I went to jail on the August, so it was from the August, in the end of September, so it was in between August 06 and September 06, like in a month before I got sentenced. Because I remember I went from Furlong Green to there, and that's why I went over on the announcement, because there was only space on there, so I wasn't lucky really. Even though, look, he got sliced and that, you know, but from that incident happening, I landed on a nice wing, and I stayed on that wing up until, so from the August, September up until the June. Was that when Madeleine McCann disappeared, did you?
Right. You were there nearly a year.
Yeah, yeah, nearly a year on it. Yeah, it was lovely on there, honestly.
So that was an easy ride, the rest
and
of
then,
it.
And then, did you go home then? Sorry, Sean.
It's all right, go on.
Did you go home then back to Mars and that, or did you get back? No,
I went to the open jail. Then I was in for like, I can't remember, I was in for 27 months, wasn't I? Yeah.
He's working his way up to Walton.
Yeah, I got some stories on Walton, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
oh shit, sorry. So it's kind of like, trying to like think, you know, because I haven't like actually thought about it. I'm just trying to get stories.
So did anything dramatic happen in that one, or you got back out on the streets?
Yeah, so what happened was on that one, I remember in Fawn Cross, when I was going on getting the drugs on the home leaves. But my mum didn't know, obviously, do you know what I mean? She's dead against all that carry on. But I was just doing it on the slide, do you know what I mean? So what happened was I come back off a town visit, but I was in a rush because we went at my mum, took me for food and all that. And then I said, I'm just going to go to my mate. She's like, hurry up, hurry up. So I didn't have time to grab it and, you know, deal with it. So I had to just, like, put it between my thing. Anyway, so when I got back, they've had the dogs on, haven't they, in the open jail, yeah? So they've had the dogs on, yeah? And then the dogs have been like, right by my thing, yeah? So they were like, look, strip search. So obviously I just passed it to them, innit? Do you know what I mean? And then what they've done then, this Mr. Navy sheriff, if anyone's in Fawn Cross back in 2006 onwards, there was a guy called Mr. Navison who's from the army, yeah? He went to work and he was a horrible, horrible man, yeah? And he was having me squatting in that bro, like literally squatting. I was only a kid. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So what they've done then is chucked me in the block. That was it, back to Stokeheath for a while then, wasn't it? And then I went back and I went and done the rest of my time in Stokeheath. And I got out, I was about 21, 22, I can't remember, something like that.
Do you have a plan for when you were getting released?
Yeah, you do. Every time you go to jail, Sean, I'm going to get a job, I'm going to stop drinking, I'm going to stop doing this, I'm going to stop doing that, but it was always the same.
It's not easy though, once you're in that circle,
week.
You've got nowhere else to go.
Nah, not even that, as soon as I got out of jail, I was back with the same people doing the same thing, innit?
Same crowd,
doing the same thing.
You've got to move away from the crowds, move away from the...
Yeah. Well, that's what I've done now. That's going to lead up to what I'm doing now, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, got out.
Was that the last time you were in there?
No. No, that's only the start.
It does end up in Walton.
Yeah, that's only the start.
How many times have you been
locked up? 14.
14?
14 times. Oh, and I've done 8 years. I've done.
Yeah,
apart from that long one. After that.
How old are you now, sorry?
34.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How old are you? Only in his 20s.
Yeah. So,
well preserved.
Yeah. Younger.
Sorry,
I'm listening and thinking, what the hell? You're in his 20s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so I've done it all in all. I class it as 8 years, but when I've added it up, I've done 7 years, 11 months. And it's a long old time. It's long, you know.
It is.
It's, but
so, what was the next thing with the police?
So, Sean, I got out at that time and I got a recall, mate. So why I got recalled, daft, mate. I ended up getting a 9-month recall for smashing my mum's front door window.
Brilliant target.
Yeah, but it wasn't that I was smashing it. Like, I would have...
You locked out?
No, yeah. So, because my mum's deaf, yeah. She's proper, she's had operations on her ears and that. So she's been sleeping on a bad, on a good or a bad ear.
And couldn't be listening
so
to you.
So that's bad. So she's been sleeping on a good ear. So I've been banging. It was like 4 in the morning. I had a T-shirt on. I've been clubbing at that, yeah. Oh, it's freezing. So I ended up banging mum. So the neighbours, because they knew I was a bit naughty, they've obviously thought I was kicking off. Do you know what I mean, Sean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What?
I took his mum to say I locked him out.
Yeah. So yes. Yeah. But no, she did say that. But the council, I'll tell you now. So what happened was I don't know why I done it, but I just smashed the window. Do you know what I mean? And put my hand through, yeah. And then cut here, and then blood everywhere. And then obviously the police come and nicked me, innit? And I didn't get done. I didn't go to jail straight away. I got charged with it, criminal damage. So I went to court and all that. Got a fine for it. Then a week later, probation phoned me up. They went, I've got some bad news for you, Paul. I was like, what? They went, we've got to recall you. I was like, what do you mean? They went, we have to recall you because you've committed a crime whilst on licence.
I thought, trying to break in your own house.
Yeah, but listen to this. Do you know what they said to me, Sean? The scumbags, probation are scumbags for doing this. They went, listen. They went, go and hand yourself in. They went, we'll have you out in a couple of weeks, mate. I didn't get me out right till the end of my sentence, mate. Even though I started being a bit naughty afterwards, yeah? Like, I was naughty in jail, yeah? But that was only because I was getting nowhere. Do you know what I mean? I had oral hearings, promised. They kept me right to the end, like...
False pretences, isn't it?
Yeah, honestly, they stitched me right up, mate. Yeah, horrible they are. So I'm trying to think whereby...
What happened during that incarceration then? Anything more dramatic?
Yeah, so what happened then? Yeah, that time, yeah. The screws broke, I remember they broke me ribs and that. So what happened? Yeah, my mum got the MP and that involved because I was only a young lad still, wasn't I? I was always being dead skinny and that, yeah, Sean. Dead skinny, small and that, do you know what I mean? So one day I was naughty in jail. I was going off there. I was fighting with the screws all the time. I was smashing my cells up. I was just naughty, do you know what I mean? So that time I remember I was in Stoke Keith and they broke me. So on F Wing, yeah, you've got a part of the stairs where the cameras can't see. And what they done, I was hanging on to, because I was on basic, absolutely was. I was on basic around Christmas time, and I was like, look, I need to be off basic. I've been on basic for 6 weeks. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you've had a warning for not going behind your door in time, or something daft. I'm like, how can you keep stitching me up? I said, I'm not going behind my door now. You know, you better put me down the block, shit me out. So I remember they were like, go behind your door, and I grabbed onto the stairs, yeah? They were trying to grab me, and I remember one of them, they come like at the side of each other, just went bam, like a proper nasty, and it dropped me. Have you ever been hit in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Takes the wind right out of you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Takes the wind right out of you, mate, and broke me ribs. I was in agony, put me down the block, yeah? And what they done as well, they dragged me off to the block, mate. Do you know what I mean? Well, dragged me and it was horrible. Do you know what I mean? All that block there, yeah. There was a lad that they said killed himself, yeah, some Scouse lad back in the day. They were nasty. They killed this lad, yeah, and I'm gonna say his name, yeah. Can I get in trouble for saying that?
Is he dead?
He's dead.
So you can say his name.
This lad, Tankard, right, from Liverpool, he's a proper kid, right? He'd never kill himself in a million years, yeah. They said that this guy, he was out soon, he was a proper naughty kid, but sound. They said he hung himself. And there was no way in a million years this kid would do it. They killed him, trust me. They were nasty down there. Them Stokey screws were nasty. Trust me, horrible screws. Same as with Walton. In Walton, they're not as bad as Stokey. Stokey are probably, out of all the jails I've been to, the worst officers, mate. Oh, they're nasty. Oh, trust me, I've had some hiding off them in Ayrshire.
Corporal Lackey wasn't in any of these prisons.
Yeah, he was in there. Oh, yeah, so I've got a story for it. And people might not believe me here. They might believe me, they might not believe me. So I'll tell you the story about Purple Lackey. So he was on, Valred. I can't remember what year, but it was a fair few years ago. And obviously, do you know what scousers are like, don't you? So when you get in jail, in all course, you get the scousers and they're all young kids, yeah. They all get together and they're ruthless little scousers.
Yeah. Is that next one?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Sean, they, what they've done, they, 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 I, I, I know this is true, but people might not believe me. They've got him purple like his cell, yeah. He's been sitting on a chair. They put a bed sheet on him, yeah, and Stan pulled him to the floor and put him in a bed sheet. Yeah. I believe my friends, yeah. I didn't actually see it, but it was going around the jail that they put purple like in a bed sheet, do you know what I mean? And it's easily done, do you know what
like
I mean? If you're just sitting on a chair now like this, yeah, and someone comes hold, so you get the sheet like that, so you know, holding it like that, I'll just put it over, so down your finger, it's there, do you know what I mean? Push it to the floor and pull it down, do you know what I mean?
Can't move.
So, yeah, I think it's true, like, because, you know, they're not going to lie if the story's going around the jail. But, yeah, I've seen people, like, I've seen quite a few people in jail.
What's he like in person?
Huddled. It's weird to me. It's just, I don't know, weird. Like, how can I explain it? Just
he likes boys.
Quiet. Do you know what I mean? Really quiet and, like, he looks lost in himself. Do you know what I mean? Like, he looks lost in himself.
Didn't he carry around a plastic bag?
That might have been on the out.
I can't remember. We've had so many Perth Blackie stories.
Yeah. I know he used to go with him and
Muscles. Yeah, some of the stories you don't know if they're true. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't.
We used to hang out with Wildman. Wildman would get in his car and take him around.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's sick. So let me just think. Where are we at now with the jails? So
I think we're on your third release, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let me just. Did I go to Walton that time?
You just come out of the open.
So let me tell you, so this is when I first went to Walton. So on this sentence, I went from Old Course to Stokeheath to Walton, yeah? So my first Walton experiences. So what happened was I was in Stokeheath, wasn't I? I went to Stokeheath all through my child like twice some sentences. Anyway, so I remember, I was padding up with a lad called Kane. No, I was padding up with my mate Leon this time, actually. I went with Kane. So I was padding up with Leon and the screws come to me and said, oh, you're getting shipped out. And Leon's like, my mate just passed away, bless. I'll tell you about that in a minute. So Leon's like, oh, you're going to Walton, bro. I was like, fuck off, lad. I only had about, I think it was 9 weeks left or something, yeah? Because I turned 21 and it was a bit, you know, they didn't like me in there. So anyway, I was getting shipped out. Went up to the reception. I was with Kane Williams, Martin Burgess and some other lad. I can't remember who it was. You go to Walton. Oh, we were all like, we were buzzing, but inside, you know, it was a bit, you know. So on our way to Walton, we've got there, you know, when it was a lot different, Sean, like, compared to what I'm used to, it was a proper HMP jail. Do you get what I mean, mate? The screws were big. They seemed, you know, just, they seemed nasty at the start, you know what I mean? So we got off, got into reception and all that, and then got all, you know what it's like when you go to reception, don't you? You get all your kit, you get, you know, your this, the that, your whatever, anyway. So we've gone up, gone into the B wing now, and I remember it was like just a little door. So when I've gone in, I've looked up, I thought, shit, man, this is jail, mate. Five landings high, yeah? Proper old Victorian jail, yeah? I'm just a skinny little kid. I'll tell you what, I went with some scouser, Mooney, I remember now, Mooney, yeah, from Noxy. So, because I got padded up with him. So we've got on there and that, and then when we've gone into the pad, I tell you who was in there, have you ever heard of a guy called Turner? In for that Mikey Knight murder. Do you know Mikey Knight?
Darren,
he knows all. Yeah, well, I was on the wing with Turner and that, yeah, and it was like, I got into the cell, right? There was no windows on your cell, right? There was literally no windows, Sean. Literally, but they were only small little things in Walton, just small little oval shaped little, no windows, you know, because you know, when they're getting stuff in, it's just a mad jail and all, it's a mad jail. And so when I got onto that wing, I've ended up moving on to G wing, and G wing's the biggest wing in Europe. So, but it's all in Walton, it's all like, it's not separate wings, it's all just one wing. So you've got B wing, A wing, G wing, F wing, I wing. H-wing, K-wing, and then I-wing, and then J-wing just off it. So it's all just one big, massive jail. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what stories I remember there is, I was on, this is about the fate that I'll tell you now. So I was on the freeze landing, right? This freeze landing was the kitchens. I ended up getting a job in the kitchens. So on G-wing, your kitchens are just off here. So, do you know what I mean? So you can just go downstairs and you're in the kitchens. Anyway, so one morning, I was padded up in a four-man cell, right? But the doors, you'd have to go out, do you know what I mean? The dead small little things. So one morning, I've like opened my door, you know, went to go and get some hot water, because you go out and get your hot water. So I've gone through my door, and do you know when you stretch like that?
Yeah.
So it's like everyone used to do it. You just come out, you know, and stretch, innit? So I've come out one morning, looked over, stretched, seen this lad, just like against the wall with a jug, you know? A jug, right? Oh. So I've looked, right? I thought, you know, that's a bit thing. Next minute, it happened within dead quick how it happened. The lads come out of figure, he's going, fucker. Literally, oh, Sean, it was disgusting, mate. That there is obviously, I remembered that from, do you know what I mean? From the, since it happened, and that was only, I reckon, about 11, 12 years ago. When was I? 21. So 13 years ago it was. Do you know what I mean? I can still picture it now, like I'm looking at it.
Did you hear what happened to the lad?
What?
Did you hear what happened to the lad afterwards?
I can't remember. If he went to hospital, all his skin off of there.
Yeah,
so he's gone like that. And it's fucking stuck to his fingers.
Like
it was horrible, mate. It was
like
horrible.
That,
yeah. I remember. Yeah, it was. So he's gone like a cat. Like, do you know what I mean? It was fucking disgusting. That was like the worst thing I've ever seen in jail.
It's like napalm, isn't it?
Yeah, it was the worst thing. Honestly, Sean, the worst thing I've ever seen. Do you know what I mean? I've seen slashings.
Do you know what the beef was behind that?
I don't know. I think it was over. And do you know what? I'm sure it was only over like fucking. What I can remember, I can't remember fully because it was a long time ago, but I remember it.
Yeah.
I remember, but I'm sure it was over Bobby, over heroin, do you know what I mean? But
there's smell to it.
It was right, I can't smell anyway. I've always had bad smell anyway, but it was just horrible, mate. Horrible. That's like the way. That is definitely the worst thing I've ever seen. Probably in my life. Like,
you heard about that yesterday? Someone told us a jogging story.
Well, he turned his head, didn't he, in the one yesterday?
He'd been jugged.
It was our guest had been jugged.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, but he didn't have any scar. Vulture, his name is.
Didn't he?
No, he turned his head.
Did he take his head off?
Yeah,
took his skin off all round. Yeah, well, that's what I mean, it's bad, like. Do you know what I mean? But mate, so what I remember, like looking at him, and I'm sure, if I remember correctly, it stuck to his hands, like, if it's falling off, I'm sure it was falling off.
Falling off.
I'm sure of it, like.
Bubbling.
Yeah. Oh, it was disgusting. Like, it's disgusting. Oh, it was horrible.
Just peel straight off.
But another story. Yeah, another story about that jail. So, listen to this one. So, one day we were all getting pissed in the cell. Yeah, on the hooch. Me mate and I. There was a wicked kid in there. And what happened was he started getting a bit cheeky with me mate. But we were all mates, innit? So we were only young, you know. Give him a good hiding. Anyway, he's run out onto the wing, yeah? And the screws have, like, heard about it. Anyway, so the screws have obviously come to our cell and said, look, you, Martin, fucking Kane, you're all getting split up. You're not staying together anymore, do you know what I mean? So we were all like, fuck this, mate. Fuck this. What we'll do, we'll jump onto the netting, yeah? Jump onto the netting. Right, we're there, yeah. Right. I think it was a couple of days after something. We all got pissed anyway because we were getting split up, and we jumped onto the netting. And in Walton, I'll tell you now. Listen.
Stuff in the middle, yeah.
Yeah. So in Walton, there's five
you
landings high. So there's netting, but
I
it's.
Do you think it could hold people?
In Walton, it's metal netting, so it's just metal. Yeah, it's just like
metal.
It's just metal, so it can hold you. Do you get what I mean?
So it's like chainmail or just like.
No, just like solid metal. You can hold you. It's not like it doesn't go up and down.
It's just,
not like
no. It's solid netting, do you know what I mean?
Shit.
So we've jumped on there, but the screws can't come on and get you. So we've jumped on at the end of association. Because we didn't want to be split up, but we were getting split up anyway, do you know what I mean? So obviously there was about I'd probably say 60 screws now at the end, all wanted to come home. So it was all screws off I wing, off H wing, because G wing was the main wing where everyone walked through, the officers and so every wing, all the screws were like wanting to come home at the end, do you know what I mean?
And
they were like, look, lads, come on. And then we were all pissed. And then I was thinking to myself, oh, we're going to get an ID here, do you know what I mean? So I was like, look, I want to get off, boys, yeah? So I just got off me, do you know what I mean? And then they kept us just like, blah blah blah. Anyway, Kane was the last one. As soon as Kane come off, yeah, they just grabbed us all, yeah, twisted us up down the block, but they were dragging us, you know what I mean? Like, and I mean, they got us down and gave us an hiding and get as well. So for anyone that knows about jail, when there's no cameras on, they know the screws beat the shit out of you. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? They beat the shit out of you, mate. I'll tell you another we'll get to this bit in a bit. So yeah, they beat the shit out of you. Anyway, so what they've done, they put us down a block, kept us down a block for 3 days, and then separated us. But they put me and Kane on F wing and the other lads on other wing or whatever. So when we've got onto the wing, we've only land on the wing. You know the lad that we've had in the cell? He's from Wigan, innit? So F Wing was full of Wigan people. So they obviously knew about us doing this to him. So we've got up to the five. They put us on the fives, yeah? So he's up there packing our stuff and that. And then some Scouse kid comes, who knew my mate. He's like, listen, Kane. He said, obviously all the Wigan kids have seen you come on. They're all going to plan on fucking coming and shift you up and that, innit? So that was me. I grabbed all my stuff, yeah? Straight back down to the office. I said, get me off this wing now. Get me off this. Get me off this wing now. Anyway, yeah, Kane was like, fuck this, just let's stay, blah, blah. I was like, fuck this, I'm getting off the wing. So I remember it was like near enough social time, so I stood by the console, yeah, all the way through up until the end, yeah, Sean, up until the end of social, and then they ended up moving us then, put me on B wing, yeah, put Kane on whatever wing, but I could have got stabbed up, do you know what I mean, or even caught or anything. In jail, it's a dangerous game, do you know what I mean, Sean? It is a dangerous game. If you don't like, you know, I'd get your whereabouts with yourself. You can get hurt. Look at that guy with the fucking over the drug debt, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that time we got out. I'm trying to think, it's hard to remember because there's so many.
You're on your fourth incarceration? What was the fourth arrest for?
The fifth one was. So that was, that's in the paper. Well, let me just tell you about a few of my offences, yeah. They're not in the paper no more. I don't know why. With my stepdad, yeah. When I done that to my stepdad, it was a big fucking thing, do you know what I mean? And even they used that CCTV now for training, police training. Yeah, because when I've got arrested loads of times, they obviously told me about it, do you know what I mean? Like, we use your video now for training.
You're a celebrity.
Yeah, so they do, you know, so they do. So, but it's not in the papers, you know, I don't get it. It's just weird, do you know what I mean? Yeah, it was in the paper. Nah, it's not. I've Googled my name, Paul Greenough.
You can't still in there, archive.
Yeah, I just don't know why. So it's like, yeah, when I tell this story, it's like, I don't know, do you know what I mean? You know, it's not in the papers. Do you get what I mean, Sean?
Some things get taken down because of privacy issues,
oh, do you reckon that's
data protection issues.
All kinds of reasons.
Yeah. Or do you reckon it was because it was so long ago?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, just weird, like, just, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, where am I at now?
So you said you'd tell us about your defences.
Yeah, so, I can't even remember, Sean. I'm trying to think.
You just told us a story about the jug. That's where you were up to.
No, I've passed that now.
Stop talking about.
I'm trying to think. That's what it was. The fifth offence, wasn't it?
Yeah, fifth offence.
Yeah, that was assault. So that was with my mate's dad. You know the notorious family, I told you. So that was with my mate's dad. I was in the pub, me and him just drinking, and he started having a fight in the toilet. I heard him screaming. Got in the toilet, started having it, sticking up for him, and then the fight spilled out. But the guy was a big guy, so I started just launching glasses at him, yeah? Just chucking glasses, ended up getting jailed for that. Got 10 months, 2-5 for that.
Was that back to Walton?
I can't remember, Sean, you. I've done Walton about 4 or 5 times. I've done all course 13 times. Stokey for about 6 or 7. It's hard to remember because, you know, because I'm trying to think.
How long was your oath in between?
Doesn't sound like you were out for long.
No, I wasn't. So from
most of my life's been in
prison. So from 2005 to from October 2005 to December 2018. Yeah, I've done 7 years 11 months. So in 13 years, I've done 7 years 11 months. Basically 8 years.
Most of your 20s have been in jail.
Yeah, for all my 20s. Yeah, most of my 20s. Yeah. Yeah, it's shite really, but, you know.
Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Never again.
So, do you want me to just go to where I broke a screw's leg in jail and what happened?
Yes.
Yes, please.
I know, listen, people might not like me for this, but I'll get into the story anyway, yeah? So, it's just so many things that, you know, you can talk about when you forget what I'll remember later on. I'll be good.
We'll do part 2.
So basically with this officer, what happened was we were on the wing, right, and there was a bit of scousing and Welsh beef, because all courses scousers and Welsh, you know what I mean, Sean? So it was like beef going off, and you know, I didn't want any part of it, John. Right? But when you've got mates, you know, you get dragged into it. So what happened was, yeah. So I'll just get into it. So basically, they were having a fight. My mate started having a fight with this other scouser. So I'm brushing a landing one side of the thing, brushing it one side there. He started fighting on the corner there, yeah. So I've had the brush. Do you know what I mean? So I've been one side, and the officer's been that side. But it's a woman. Do you know what I mean? So she's run that side, yeah. I've run down here. So as I've run down, hit the lad. She's like behind me, and like. So when I've hit, I've seen red. Do you know what I mean? I haven't meant to hurt her, but as I've like turned with the brush, I've hit her across the knee, yeah. By mistake. So I've obviously broke a leg, right? I know it sounds bad, but I'll tell you what happened with it in a minute. So I was her cleaner. I got on with her. We were dead close, you know. Yeah, I was good at this time because, you know, be a cleaner in jail, you get your perks and that, you know what I mean? So I broke a leg, and what happened was I was on a charge of aggravated burglary. So the charge I was on then was going through someone's door with machetes, yeah? Yeah, so I didn't do it. No, I didn't do it. I've got a few more stories. I'll tell you about that in a minute. So basically, I was on the aggravated burglary charge looking at 10 years because I've already had knife crimes before. It's a bit of a heavy charge, do you know what I mean? So I was on remand for that, and who had done that to her got put down the block. I was down the block for 9 weeks, yeah, 9 weeks in just a room like this. But she sent a letter down to the governor, and I said, look, Paul's one of my good cleaners, we get on. I don't want him to get in any kind of trouble for this. He's not meant to have broke, you know, I don't want him to get in trouble. Because, you know, it's not like I'd... You know, she just obviously stopped the fight, and obviously I've hit her by mistake. Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, she's realised.
I've seen her after. You remind me of her, actually. Right. Yeah, because she's a scouser. Jeanette. I've got on with her for years. In all course, you know what I mean? She's sound. She's not one of. She's actually sound. Like, but yeah, I was down there for like nine weeks, Sean. But I started losing the plot down there. I was smashing my cell up every day, and I was just, you know, I was losing the plot. I was hearing voices, and, you know, like, at one point, my mum got worried about me, do you know what I mean? Because they wouldn't let me back onto normal wing, because obviously what had happened, and no jail would accept me, because I was on remand. So I was just stuck. But then one night, about 6:30, the officer come to me, he's like, no, this is what I've done. I was in the yard for smashing up, yeah. I was just in my boxes, and it was raining, and they come to me with my bags, they're like, Leanoff, you're going home. I was like, what do you mean I'm going home? They're like, you're going home. It's like, fuck off, spat, like a knob, yeah, just... And they were like, I was like, where am I getting shipped out to? They were like, look, you're going home. I was like, whatever. So they took me to reception. Like, yeah, you're going home. Case got dismissed, yeah? Because of the case, the police had done a bit of work, realised that these rats were lying to set us up. Do you know what I mean? They said we went in their house with machetes to rob them, and we robbed this and that. We didn't. They just didn't like my mate's family, and they just wanted us off the streets. Yeah, stitched us up big time, mate. So, yeah, and the case got dismissed. So I ended up going home one time, yeah? So I ended up doing, I think it was 5.5 months on remand for nothing. Well, and then I'd done nine weeks of it down the block for breaking a screw's leg. But, yeah.
And that could have turned the other way for him. He could have got more trouble.
She could have, you know, fuck him, I'll get loads compensation, I'll fuck him over. But she obviously couldn't have done that to me because she liked me. We got on. She was one of
the type of people wanting that kind of job.
Yeah,
she's honest.
Yeah, she is honest. You know, and she got.
A lot of them are. There's only a few and far between, and the screws are brilliant with everyone else. A lot of them are decent people.
What was your life like when you got out that time?
Now, it's always been the same, to be honest, Sean. I've always just been the same. I'll tell you where I've been. At one point, I went over to Magaluf for a couple of seasons. So I'd done 2012, 13 and 14. I'd done the summers out there in Magaluf, grafting out there, you know, working out there, grafting, working with the scousers, making a few bits of dough, and just partying, really, fucking, while I was young, innit, you know what I mean?
Shagaloo.
Yeah. But at one time over in Magaluf, I was grafting for the scousers, yeah. I ended up fucking up a couple of times, you know, like sniffing all the work, spending all the money, and you know, showing off with all like birds and that, you know what I mean? But they were working for the Albanians, you know what I mean? So obviously they were all connected. So one day I remember I fucked up once, they give me another chance, I fucked up again, I went on the missing list, but they come to my apartment looking for me. No, they were in my apartment waiting for me with my roommate.
Spouses are Albanians,
both of them. there was an Albanian, yeah, Smokey they called him, and he was with two Scousers. So I've come back from the apartment fucking to my apartment wrecked and all that, been out for days, they were waiting for me in my apartment, right, give me a bit of an hiding, yes, but all my lips, yeah, give me an hiding, and said, look, we're taking your passport, yeah, we're taking all your clothes until you get the dope, we want the dope by 12 o'clock tonight, or you know, you're getting finished, like. So I thought, fucking, what am I going to do with no passport?
How much did you need?
Two grand. I phoned everyone back home, they were like, look, we're not helping you no more, I phoned my mum and all that, they were like, look, we've helped you enough. They didn't understand the extent of what was going to happen. So what I had to do, yeah, I had to just leave Magaluf, yeah, walk all the way to Palma over, yeah, to on the other side of the island. It's not like that far, it's like 2 hours right to the other end. And then I went over there, I was like, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? I was phoning my friends back home, and my mate said to me, he's like, look, just get to the embassy, British embassy, say you've lost your passport. He said, I'll try my best to get you back. He said, see what money I can get. So then obviously I've gone up to the embassy, but it's like miles away from Magaluf, do you know what I mean? But I was paranoid, Sean, thinking like, are these people going to find me? And everywhere I looked, I was like, are they going to, you know what I mean? It's like I was on edge in that. So anyway, I ended up going to the embassy, and you know, I ended up getting back home, but yeah, I'll never go back to Magaluf again.
Yeah. Well, a woman's had to go to the embassy a few times and say she's lost the passport.
Yeah,
yeah.
Put yourself into the police once and put me in the hospital when I'm
walked off. Yeah.
I'm trying to. Charlie was walking in the middle of Phoenix and he's blistered and he's my face. Walked in the police station and said, I'm an illegal immigrant and I want to go home.
Yeah.
And they put me in hospital because my heart was
open. Oh, yeah, she said, Mom, you've got crystal meth psychosis.
Yeah.
You're not really an illegal immigrant.
Yeah,
because she wasn't Mexican, she just thought she was making up.
Yeah, sure.
I'm being honest,
yeah.
I want to go home,
was
enough.
Yeah,
so, and he put me in hospital and I was fast up right. And all this, put my shoes on and walked back to the bleeding house.
Yeah. So
how old are you in the story now, then?
I was probably about 26, 27, 27. Something like that. I've got loads of other stories because obviously I haven't thought about it. So in part two, I'll have a good thing.
Yeah, right.
Because I got so much more stuff that I know I'm going to miss out on, John.
Keep going to like your YouTube.
Another time I went to jail for. I'll just go through them quickly, yeah.
Okay.
And then next time I'll.
We'll elaborate.
Yeah, because there's so much more I'm going to miss out on. So yeah, I went to jail another time. I went to jail for another aggravated burglary. This was tying someone up with robbing their safe from that, but I didn't. Obviously, they just blamed me for it. I always get blamed for a lot of stuff like that. Do you know what I mean, John? So that was tying someone up. Got the gun. Police come to me, bird's house with armed response stick. So I got jailed for that time. Can't remember.
It must be frustrating getting arrested for so many things you haven't done.
Yeah, I've done it all my life. It's because of the people, I was around, innit?
You get a bad name in little groups, and once the police have got your name, and that's all.
They just go
and
check you. They don't look for the suspect. They just
get straight out to the ground.
But the thing is, like, if you've done loads of crime and got away with it, you can't complain if the police picks you up.
Yeah.
That's the method they use to get you.
Yeah.
You've already got away with loads of stuff anyway. It's your karma, isn't it?
That's what I mean.
No.
You
fucking karma. If I haven't done the crime, I'm not doing the time. I don't give a fuck what I've done in my past.
Yeah.
You're not going to stitch me up for something I've not done because I was naughty back in the day.
So that time I went to jail again for that. There was a couple of other things. What else have I been to jail for? And then I got nicked with a burglary of a car, of a 40 grand car. Police chase. I got nicked with my mate on that one. He died in November.
You said about your friend Leon dying.
Yeah. I'll get to that one because I've got two of my mates that have passed away at a young age. So he was with me on that charge. It's hard to think because my mind's boggled. Like, I wish I would have written things down because there's so much.
You weren't know that we were going to.
No, I just know. That's what I mean. I only thought we were going to be. Yeah. There's so much I'm trying to think.
You're getting up to you almost 30 years old in your story.
26.
Yeah. Well, what I'll do, I'll get to where... Shall we get to where my last jail sentence
is? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back where we've missed on part two, because there's loads of stuff I've missed out, Sean.
Loads of stuff.
Yeah, so my last jail sentence, we'll get to there. So that was when they started changing. I met an ex, she obviously finished with her, that was my expert, and she started helping me change because of her job, and she, you know, she's a dead sensible girl. She helped me change my thought process in life, and you know, like, that's why I'm a different person to what I am now. So the last prison sentence, I'd done it in Berwyn, and that was a burglary. It was another, I'd done, what did I do, 16 months, because I'd done a bit of recall and then a fresh new sentence on top. So I'd done 16 months, the last one. Done it all in Berwyn, and I ended up getting my tag and that from there as well. So, yeah, I got my tag and that, and then I come
Wales
out.
Wales and Birmingham are all right.
What?
Wales and Birmingham in prison, it's all right. It's not like Peaky Blinders going to get tagged a Welch.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know, like, and then I got out, and then I've just been out since then, Sean, and just keeping my head down, but...
So she helped you change your head.
Yeah.
What's going on inside? She says, to stop, you've got to address your demons, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I did do it. I moved areas, stopped drinking and that, really. Stopped. Obviously going around certain people. Listen, they'll still be mates, but I stopped doing certain things with my mates. Like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't blame them for anything, obviously. Like, it is, I am who I am, but like, I stopped like going out partying and travelling, and I just wanted to settle in down life. I still want that now, like, I still, obviously I'm not with my ex now, like, but that's what I want in life. I don't want,
How did YouTube come into your life?
So what happened was my other mate passed away in 2020. Mikey passed away, so...
Was that to do with drugs and the lifestyle?
No, it was his birthday, mate. He was on his birthday, and he was only 34, and he was drinking and that with his mum and that, and his mum went to bed, and he's got a hot tub in his garden. He just said, "Oh, I'm going into the hot tub, mum." And he just fell to sleep in the hot tub, and nicest lad in the world as well. So I lost him, and then my head was up my arse through COVID and all that. I was just stuck in the house, so I was gambling quite a lot. So I just stopped gambling and just started watching YouTube stuff, Sean.
Yeah.
And I just got into, like, you know, just got into it, and then, like...
Were you watching this critter?
Yeah, I've watched Darren G stuff. That's who I was watching at the start, mainly Darren G and Cody Lackey.
Yeah,
Cody
yeah.
Lackey and Darren G.
He was one of my first podcast guests ever, Cody Lackey.
Yeah. Cody Lackey, yeah.
Yeah. What made you step up to the plate and start a channel, though?
So what happened was, obviously, I started doing the YouTube, YouTubing, because obviously Fubi Mate died and that. And
what was the name of your first channel?
Fight Trolls.
It's always been Fight Trolls.
Yeah, I deleted it at 800 subscribers, because my ex-bird didn't like it because of her job, and she thought it was embarrassing. So,
all right, so you chose... Why did you choose Fighting Trolls? Were you on a mission to fight trolls?
Yes, so what it was, I was watching Cody Lackey's channel, and he was getting trolled to death, so I was like, oh, sack it, I'm going to call my name. Fighting Trolls, isn't it? And I just called it Fighting Trolls from then, and obviously I had the channel up to 800 subscribers, it was building, and then my ex was like, look, I don't want to be mean if you're doing all this, so I was like, I'll delete it, so I deleted it, gone. So then what happened was I was missing it, I was missing talking to the people, and I was missing it, so I made another one up on the sly, Sean. So this was back in last year.
You have a secret YouTube channel.
Yeah. So I made it, So last year, February I made it, February 21st last year. But I only started really doing YouTube in the summer, July. Do you know what I mean? That's when it started, really. When I split up with my ex, I started putting me all into it, doing all live streams. And then I started travelling, meeting people. And it was good, man. I'm enjoying it. Like,
what is your goal with the channel, then?
I just want to... So in about 3 years, I'm putting a 3-year gap like plan on it. So I want to be earning a nice little bit wager, so I can do like YouTubing like every day, and have a rest whenever I want, but earn a nice bit of money. And that's it. Not greedy. Do you know what I mean?
Look, how many subs have you got now?
What?
How many subscribers you got now?
7,500. It's not bad, is it?
It's naked stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's got a bit quiet now. So what happened with
me? In such a shot, it took me 5 years to get 10,000 subs.
Did it, Sean?
You're doing well there, then.
Yeah.
I've been on it for 13 years.
Do you reckon if I keep going in 3 years, I'll be all right?
With your speaking skills that we've heard today, and you've got a natural media loud voice.
Do you reckon, Sean?
Yeah, totally.
You've probably got to interview people
as
well.
You've got a solid career ahead of you in there.
Yeah.
You've interviewed people.
And even when you have like a load of people in the snake pen, it's really rowdy and everything. you let you get on with everyone in the way you control. You've got a unique skill set to be doing this, I think.
Do you know what though? Do you know so what it is, Sean? So say like if I'm mate to someone and they don't like someone else, they expect me not to be mate to number nine. That's why from now on, right, I'm just gonna look after number one now. Yeah. I'm not looking after number two and feeling like I'm gonna upset number four, and I am gonna be myself. If I like someone, I like them. If you don't like it because I like them, then fuck off.
Sorry. Have your opinion.
Yeah.
Schoolyard politics, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't. That's what I mean. So on my lives, yeah, people know, Sean. Yeah, I don't come on my lives going, ah, he's a knob, he's this. Ah, fucking hell, have you need. I don't do that. I do, you know, I talk about myself, right? I'll talk about, like, what I've been doing. Or, like, if someone comes on, I'll speak what they've been doing or what they like to talk about. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what, I'm not.
What gives anyone the right to tell you who you can and cannot interview or collaborate with?
Yeah.
Because they've got a problem with them, then that becomes their problem with you.
Mad, isn't it?
And a lot of people.
I'd never interview anyone.
Yeah.
Someone's always got a problem with everyone.
Yeah, and a lot of people turn on me just because, like, you know, it's pathetic. But, like, it is what it is. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Yeah, if they don't want it.
The thing is, if your friendship with those people is strong enough, they shouldn't be putting you under the pressure of saying, it's wrong you doing a collaboration with him and I'm going to be your friend now.
Yeah.
His friendship's not strong enough in the first place, is it?
Yeah, that's it, mate. Yeah.
It's pretend friends, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you know, like people can say what they want about me on their YouTube, but they never heard anything bad about me. Like, there's never, there's never evidence of me doing anything bad. It's all there, just their words are, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing this for months now, months and months and months, you know, people will hate, but, you know, I'm still going forward. They can just stay behind me, innit?
Just got to filter out the dickheads.
Well, I have now. I've got a proper little tight circle now. Yeah, like my mate PP and that, he's a good guy. He's from London, proper good geezer, He's like, you know, he's not. So, say if I get a bit of hate off the Charles, he's not jumped on the bandwagon where a lot of people will jump on the bandwagon and be like, you know, like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah. We get it all the time.
Yeah.
As soon as you get so many followers, it's actually a sign of success.
Yeah.
So then you'd be like, thank you for being my sign of success, trolls.
Yeah.
but the good guys you're collaborating with, you told me earlier.
Yeah.
People like Paul Venice. What a brilliant guy.
Good guy. Yeah, he's.
It's the key is to stick with people like that.
Paul Venice, K1, like, they're nice lads, like Danny Kisties, the Paul Venices, they're all like even Dean and Dougie and that, you know, they've always shown me nothing but respect from day one, even when I had fucking 200 subscribers, Dougie Joyce would always show me respect, do you know what I mean?
Manchester, some
people, would just ignore you if you had 200 subscribers, Dougie never did, he'd always get back to you, you know, so that's how it is, mate.
Brilliant.
So you've got the fight coming up?
Yeah, the fight. The fight is on Saturday, but you're not going to see this, are you?
We're going to do a live stream for the fight, aren't we?
Yeah.
You're coming out with what music?
I'm coming out with Sweet Caroline, right? So, Sweet Caroline. So, why the reason behind this, why I'm having this show, right, is because I'm an MMA fan, a big MMA fan, right? So, when Darren Till, do you know Darren Till? The fighter, So, when he sold out the Echo Arena in Liverpool, he came out to that tune, right? So when he's come out and he's walking, the feelings that you're going to get. So when I'm walking down there and that's coming on, Sweet Caroline, and all the fans and all singing it and everyone's like interacting with each other, it's going to blow the roof off the place, mate, trust me.
How many is the audience expected?
4,000, but, because it's their first event, I reckon they're going to have about 1,500 to 2,000. But that's still a big audience for the bare knuckle event. And plus the pay-per-views as well. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a big event, Sean.
How much are you charging for the pay-per-view?
It's $9.99, but you get 13, like, fights, and it's not going to be any normal fight. It's going to be a bloodshed. It's 12 by 12. You've got nowhere to run. You know, you've got to fight, right? So you get 12 or 13 fights for $9.99. But if you use my code, then you get it for $8.99, so you save a pound.
Tony Gooch and his crew. All right, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, thank you.
Gooch, didn't you say we need ID?
What's that?
Did you say we need ID?
Who the fuck's going to think you're under 80?
I think you're under 80.
I'm just going to get ID for 6 months.
Oh, all right.
Perfect, thank you. Yeah, we've just got to wait for Ashley, he's got our band.
Forward to seeing Paul, any trolls, fight the trolls.
fighting trolls. It's my absolute favourite to win. If he doesn't win, he's going to get absolutely fucked.
Who's he fighting?
I don't know. I haven't had a program.
I'm fighting Jen. Go on, give it to me.
I'll be the ring girl for that one.
Yeah, so yes. Short's the ring girl. He's going to be wearing his fighting Jen. Some of James's pants.
What ring girl outfit would you like to see in
The tightest of the time.
Lemons. Tight lemons. Like with the
So how are you feeling at the moment?
Do you know what, mate? I'll be honest to you, I'm not going to lie. I do feel a bit nervous now, like, to be honest. But that's good, because nervous energy is good, I've been told. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've not felt nervous at all. Like, I've done training, I've done the press conferences, I've done all kinds, and You know, I've not felt nervous, but now, after seeing the fight, I feel a little bit nervous, to be honest. Yeah. But I'm buzzing. I'm proper buzzing for it. Do you know what I mean?
How's all the training gone?
Well, to be honest, I first knew I was going to do the fight at the start of January, January the 1st, because I started training a little bit, because I got a lot of trolling on YouTube, it's put me off track, yeah? So the last couple of weeks, the last 2-3 weeks, I've gone up to Paul Venice's and trained in this gym here, yeah? Akuru Academy. And they've accommodated me and helped me out for the last couple of weeks. And, you know, they've learnt me a lot, fair play. So a big shout out to Neve Boys from Paul Venice and all the team up there, mate.
And where are you from?
I'm from North Wales, mate, yeah, North Wales.
Have you brought some fans?
Yeah, I've got loads of people in there. There's loads of people. They've come from all over. They've come from London, Scotland, Wales. There's a load of people in there for me. I'm shocked, really. Like, and everyone's just like, can I have a picture? Can I have a picture? So it's nice, you know. It's nice, mate. It's a big confidence boost, yeah.
How do you think the fight's going to go?
Truthfully, I'm going to stop him. Don't know what round, but I am going to win, yeah. I'm going to win. So after this, when you put this out, you'll probably put... will you be coming to film the fight down there? Yeah, you'll be obviously ringside, yeah? Yeah, come ringside and obviously, yeah, you'll get the whole fight in and hopefully we bring home the W in it, son. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, good luck. Great.
Yeah.
Cheers, Paul.
No problem, mate.
No, I'm off to Ben.
Yeah. Oh, it's Ben on now, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
There you go. Trigger. Boom. Snap it. Snap it out. Snap it. That's it. There we go. Two. Two. Good. Again. See? Fast. That's good. Yeah. Up straight now. Faster. Did. After. Again.
There you go, over there.
Relax. We'll do.
Oh, let's go, dude. Let's go.
Go four hook straight. Four hook straight.
One, two,
three, four.
Two, three.
Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm filming.
Hook straight. Right, yeah. Again. Straight. Straight. Faster. Bump. Again. And then a hook. Again. One more. Again. Okay. Two.
Oh, yeah.
Two. Four.
I can't do them for us because they're close.
So we'll do body here, hook, body hook. Quicker than that. There we go. Straight. Faster. There, faster. There, faster. And a hook. Good. Again. Good. Jab. Great, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff,
mate. This is obviously Hayden Sheriff. Yeah, he's been obviously doing a BKB series for a long time. This is the caliber of fighters we're in. My mate there, who corners me, he's obviously a trained fighter for many, many years, Muay Thai, and he's an animal. So yeah, we're ready for it. Oh, not long now, son. Not long. Yeah, yeah. I'm excited, man. Where's Courtney? To pick anyone I wanted, so I picked a troll, yeah, who's been targeting my channel for a long time, yeah, just being a horrible human being, yeah. So tonight I get my revenge, like, to, you know, get a bit of payback, mate, because when they're talking over the internet, old big gangster men, yeah, he wanted this fight many months ago. Now he's got it, hasn't he? So yeah, let's rock and roll.
Why are they trolling you?
Jealousy, mate, because they're trying to do what I do, live streaming and this, that, the other. They was on my channel first, yeah. What do you mean? Yeah, over jealousy, mate, because obviously I was doing my channel and it was growing, yeah? And basically, they come off my channel and wanted to do the same as me. It doesn't work out for them. There's a lot of them do it. So then they turn on me, start making lies up. trying to turn people against me. Listen, I'm still soldiering on. I'm still myself. I'm still doing well. Look where I'm at now, mate. Come on. You know, I'm fighting on a big event. Co-main event. It says it all, yeah? And I'm not showing off or anything, yeah? I've been put on co-main event because of all the tickets I've sold and all the pay-per-views. They all want to see me. Do you know what I mean? So that's all I'm saying, bro. That's all I can say, really.
Do you think this fight's going to sort out the argument?
I'll shake the man's hand, obviously, because he's, you know, he's got the to get into the ring. So to me, he, you know, I'll shake any man's hand that's willing to fight me. Do you know what I mean? It's a proper sport, so we should all shake hands at the end of it. Even if you've had bad blood, shake hands because you've both been warriors and you've both got in there. Do you know what I mean? So
getting close to the fight now. So how are we feeling now?
To be honest, I was a little bit nervous about half an hour ago. I'm not going to lie, I wasn't nervous, and then I got nervous for a little bit. But now I'm just coming here, away from the fight, and I'm just, like, talking to my mates and doing what I'm doing. I'm happy, bro. Do you know what I mean? I'm ready. I'm not too nervous, like, do you know what I mean?
Good. So good luck with the fight. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see you, Nath. I'll see you walking through with me, yeah? Yes, lad. Hey. Get up there, Sean.
Right, cheers, mate.
Yes, this is Dougie Joyce's brother, Martin. Get up, there's only one. Yes,
there's only one. Many more brothers, probably.
Yeah, he's got a...
There's seven of us, we're all the same.
Yeah.
We all look exactly the same.
Oh, I'm buzzing, man. I'm excited, man. I'm going to see you first.
I'm going for a piss.
Get up there, make sure you get this one, yeah? Yeah, they need to be... Because we're both fighting for a good cause, but we're both looking bad to have a cause. But it is what it is, man. Anyone can win and they're losing this game.
One dig. Yeah, it's happened to me. Yeah. That little rot over there can happen.
Yeah. Mate, you get one thing on that chin, bro.
It's very like a boxer. Hey. I've been at the result, so I don't know how I'll be like.
Hey, this happened to me. Yeah, this promotion is going to go.
I've been there, I've done that.
This promotion's going to go.
Listen, see you after this.
Yeah.
Listen, your career's going to Flying Island.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, isn't it?
Listen, we're going to Italy and everything after this.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You watch.
Yeah, Italy and
you watch, mate. I'm joining you. I'm going to the contender at the end, right?
Yeah. Well,
I'm in that there.
Yeah. So if whoever wins or loses, I'll be in him. Now we're going into that, innit?
You want a contender as well?
Yeah.
So I'll be witches. We'll be the team.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So if I lose, I'll be in it with you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'll be witches. Listen.
So it's not the end of the road for me. I've been promoting this 3D fight club from day one. Yeah. And I mean every night, bam, 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 bam.
This is absolutely smashing. Listen, yeah. I know myself. I know what I'm going to do. I know what you're not. Listen, I know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
What can I fuck up? Listen.
Yes, Matt.
Smashed off.
Big respect, bro. Big respect.
I hope you don't recall me. Pal,
yeah. Look, man. He gets fucking upset and that. You need to stop it, Craig. I've told him. You're better. Are you excited, Craig?
I just want to get this fight over and over. I brought my curfew off you.
How's it going to go, though?
Yes, mate. I've been here with
him. Hey, all the other fights got early rounds, haven't they?
What?
All the fights got early rounds. Yeah.
Come here, Craig. I want to tell you, to get us on. So this is my pal, from a very young age, right? And he's come all the way to support me, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm happy, you know, the people have come to support me. It shows, you know, the
respect.
You've got
to get early
rounds.
Stuff. All the fights have gone tonight so far. Yeah. All took them out early, apart from that one. Took them out early.
Yeah.
Deck. Big turnaround. Wipe out myself, didn't he?
Yeah.
How are you going
to
do it?
I'm going to try my hardest to take him out in the first round. I am. The guy's a lot bigger than me. He's got an extra stone and a half weight advantage on me. But listen, it is what it is. It's bare knuckle boxing. We can go in there and he can fucking be giving it me. And it's just one shot. It's over and it, bro. It's a fucking proper. It's a man's sport.
Every fight so far, bar the last one, they've all come out early.
Yeah.
Wiped them out within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Bar the last one.
Yeah.
He got knocked down first half. Thought the fight was over. Come back. Fucking upset.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The crowd was up. Do you know what I mean? The crowd was shocked. Come back and upset.
Yes, lad. Not long now. Not long, boys. Not long. So I take my top off now, Joe.
Yes.
Come on,
Come on in.
Get
in. Come on in.
throw that, you were off that.
Yeah. You know what, I've got a good thing now, I've got pivot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
no, yeah.
And then come do that, do the body in there.
Yeah,
Bobby,
so.
Bobby, no, no,
hey,
straight to the
body. Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Down to the body and head. Again.
Oh, oh.
That's it. Again. Yes. Again. Again. Yes. Again. Yes.
That's it. Keep moving, son. Big fight tonight. Co-main event. Get up. Get up, bro. Anyone that wants to support us, yeah, get over to the channel, Fighting Trolls. Hashtag Fighting Trolls. Get ya. Get ya.
Well, my fight went absolutely amazing. You know, went in there, I felt a bit of nerves, got going, thought, he's a big lad, he's bigger than me, longer reach of me. Just stay off, stay off, stay off. And then I knew it, I had the timing, bang, he walked onto it. He tried to get into a little kerfuffle with me and I hit him with a flurry of three. Before he even could think. So, from
have you
that,
been training with Paul?
Yeah, I've had Paul down training. I've been training at Immortals Gym, Rosonsea, Mike Egan, world champion Muay Thai fighter, very prestigious gym. Seth Jones, my corner man tonight, bare knuckle legend from back in the day. I've had my coach JT, my trainer coach JT. A bit of a spat of him tonight, he's walked out, but you know, he motivates me to get up every day. My beautiful girlfriend, she's like, make sure I'm all set and organised and ready, mentally prepared. So, yeah, nothing's going to beat me.
What's the night been like? Has there been a good turnout?
It's been amazing, mate. I couldn't have asked for a better night, you know what I mean? I couldn't have. I've sacrificed so much to get here to be in this condition I'm in now. And it showed tonight. Like, you need to bring something better than that. Seriously, he's a lovely, beautiful lad and that, but I want a proper test, me. I want to show you why ADHD kids are different.
Any nerves getting in the ring?
I wouldn't say nerves, just understanding that I've never done that before, so. But I've fought many, many times. My confidence comes with the amount of fights I've had, to be honest, the experience. You know, you have to send someone really big in and athletic to bother me.
How do you think Paul's fight's going to go?
I think he's going to have success, to be honest. I do. I really do. I think if he uses his head and boxes and fights clever instead of frantic, yeah, he'll get the win. I do. I think he'll get it. I've told him a few things that I think he should do. Very similar to my approach to my fight, you know what I mean? Because he's a taller opponent, a bit more weight. So just stay off him, defence first, and then the opening will come and seize. That's the one. They come onto it, yeah? They walk onto it. There's one of the most powerful, one of the most devastating punches known to man. Do you know why?
Body shot.
No, uppercut. Bruce Lee style. 1-inch punch up to the chin. You can't see it coming.
Right, yeah.
Devastating. Yeah. Deadly.
Can't react to it. Yeah.
Deadly, yeah? Bruce Lee can send a man across the room with that. 135-pound man send a 240-pound guy across the room with a sidekick. You know, it's all about mind frame. My hero, Bruce Lee.
Yeah, I like his films.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Peace out at the Swan. Love yous all. ADHD awareness, kids in care, protect the vulnerable.
Round one! tell you what, that was seen fantastic, Mike. Well done, guys. Due to the session, we have a win. Back to the blue card, Ash Gray! Thank you, Ash. And you should appreciate the red corner. McLaughlin, fighting Charles Wilden, Gunners. Once again, what a great, great fight. Superb fighters tonight, gentlemen. Some great, great battles.
A big grinny bastard. It's quality, mate. But no, I'm enjoying watching them. I think people are enjoying it. So keep up. But I'll let you go do your shit. I just wanted to come.
I'm probably just going to go home now. It's already 11, isn't it? What's your plans?
Don't know. Pack up cables and
staying overnight.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Been buzzing. This has been great, hasn't it? Such a buzz.
It's been quick, though. Fight's been gone. I think we've only gone to the second round, maybe twice. Girls!
They knock each other out fast, don't they? Brutal.
Good, though. That's what we want to see.
I saw you do your thing. Yeah, well done. Thank you. Brilliant.
We can now have a drink. That's where we're going to go now. Yeah. Have a drink.
All right, you have a good night then. Cheers.
Love to see you again.
Yeah, you too. Cheers.
Bye. People, what's happening? Rough, man. I'm being on because, I ended up getting on the old bevies and that after the fight, celebrating the old loss. But listen, whatever happens, you can say, he's lost, he's this, he's that. It takes balls to get in that ring, mate. Balls. And when you turn up at the event and they say to you, look, your co-main event, now we've had to move you to co-main event. I'm like, what? So I had to wait all the way through to the end and have that fight co-main event because obviously, you know, I'm a needle mover, aren't I? I sold most tickets, I sold most pay-per-views, and that's the way it is. So look, whatever happened, it's a fight. I blew out of it. I couldn't fucking breathe. As soon as I went in there, I couldn't breathe straight away. It was fucking horrible. But someone said to me I had an adrenaline drunk or whatever it was. Yeah, Ash beat me, so what? Fuck it. Take balls of steel to get in that ring. Balls, mate. In front of all them people, yeah, live on pay-per-view. It takes balls, mate, and I guarantee 90% of you little helmets wouldn't get in there. But you know what? I'm trying to say thank you, yeah, for the support as well. To all the good people, you know, the real people. Thank you for your support. I haven't been able to get onto my phone, yeah, because I've left my charger in Manny. And obviously, I've been home and I've been just rough and I haven't had time to go out and get a charger for my iPad, innit? For my phone, so I've not been able to put my phone on. I'm not long woke up now, but I just want to say, listen, the night was good, it was amazing, it was, you know, what an experience to go, you know, your first bare-knuckle fight, few weeks training, Ash won, fair and square, I quit, what could I do, I couldn't breathe, it was like fucking burning down there, so it is what it is, fair play to me, won, but I just want to say, you know, to all these weirdo haters, like, you know what I mean, putting videos up, it's fucking pathetic, man. I guarantee 99% of yous wouldn't get in that ring, mate. No fucking way. Yous wouldn't even enter the building. Never mind. You wouldn't even leave your houses, actually. Never mind getting a ring. But listen, if anyone's big enough, right, and thinks they're crazy enough, yeah, get hold of Dean Lynch Ward and fight me on the next fight card. Okay? I'll train properly. Look, I can't take my thing off from the training. Yeah, I did train for a few weeks. I don't know what it was. I just blew out. I just don't know what it was. But anyway, I lost fair and square, and that's it. But if anyone really wants to tackle me on the next show, yeah, I'll put in a full 8 weeks training camp. No fucking about, mate. I'll ignore all your little helmets, because you know all these little helmets? What you need to understand is, right, they're giving me exposure. Do you know what I mean? You're talking about me rent free. So it's all blessed, man. Crack on and do what you're doing. The night was good, man. I enjoyed it. But obviously, like, I went right to the end, obviously, co-main event, you know what I mean? So I couldn't even have a drink in there. So when I finished my fight, I went to go to the bar. The fucking bar was shut. Wounded, mate. So obviously, it is what it is. I just want to say thank you to all the people that come as well. PP and Sean and everyone. Look. Big respect to yous, man, and everyone up there got the pay-per-view and got behind me and all the messages of support. Listen, thank you, everyone. All the haters, keep hating, man. You know what I mean? If you have to talk about me to make content for your channel, then so be it, mate. Crack on to it. All of yous, whoever's doing it. I don't know who's doing it because I've not really looked. I've just seen a video of the podcast referee. and obviously he's saying stuff about my sister. So what about my sister? You think she's ass? You know what I mean? Get you up there. Get you up. Listen, like I said, that was a bare-knuckle fight. My first one, co-main event. Like I said, because I sold the most tickets and I sold pay-per-view, so they had to move me to co-main event. Because like a lumpet, everyone was there to watch me. And yeah, I didn't put on the best of shows, but you know, I tried, didn't it? And it takes heart and bottle to get in that ring. Trust me when I say that, heart and bottle. Yeah, I enjoyed it. The experience was mint. I've got a little black eye. I've got all that swollen. And I got some, he caught me with some good shots, man. Fucking some naughty shots. He was just coming at me. Obviously, I was backpedaling. It's hard when you're not used to fighting like that. It's hard, mate. But listen, I take my hats off to him. He caught me with some beastly shots, mate. And them shots would have put any man out, trust me. That big heavy hand of his, boom. And it's so fucking, in boxing, it's a lot easier, you know what I mean? You can block on that and that, it's fucking, it gets through your guard. But listen, what an experience, and I'm buzzing, I can say I've done it. I said that was what I was going to do from day one, and I got in there. Listen, whatever you can say about me, I still turn up to fight, and I still done it in a legitimately way. So listen, thank you everyone. I'll be back fucking at the old Facebook. I'll be back at the old, YouTube tomorrow, mate. I'll be honest, like, fucking, I ended up getting on the beers till, like, fucking 12 o'clock yesterday, and rough, mate, rough. So, yeah, I got back this morning and slept all day. I haven't got a charger for my phone. Human. But listen, I just want to say, I know everyone did, like, wish me good luck and everything, do you know what I mean? And I'm fucking, mate, I'm thankful to each and every one of you, because there's a lot of good people out there. Even people that didn't used to like me, you know, they wish me good luck on that. And that's it, that's all I can say. Like I said, 99% of all the gobshites on here wouldn't get in that ring. But if you do want to get in that ring, contact Dean, and no problem, we'll get on that next card, innit? No problem. And we'll have a proper 8 weeks training. Like I said, anyone got the bottle to do it, get up there. But I guarantee you, you just won't. Trust me. It is what it is, isn't it? Listen, onwards and upwards. Next one is a sponsored walk I'm going to be doing. If I'm still alive, well, I'll sort that out. Obviously, I'm going to get back to the old YouTube tomorrow. Sort out what's next, you know. Speak to the manager and all that. And the, yeah. What an experience that was. What an experience. So I want to say thank you to Dean Lynch-Rod, Dougie, Ash, McGiffin, everyone that was involved that night. I just want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you to all the fighters. Thank you to everyone, you know. Just everyone was just nice, you know. It was a good experience. And my other black guy. Get you up there, son. Listen, it's a totally different ballgame than bare knuckle, mate. Fuck me, it is, mate. Once you get one of them fuds to the fucking, to there, I've got lumps all there. Once you get one of them fuds to there, mate, then you know you're in a fight. Trust me. And then you've got a big geezer come running at you, just haymaking in at you. It's fucking hard to fight, mate. But look, hats off to him. It is what it is, he won. And on to the next one, innit? Listen, peace out. I'll be back tomorrow. And catch you all later. And if anyone's messaging me, don't think I'm ignoring you. I cannot get on my phone. I've not got a charger for my iPhone, isn't it? I've only got a charger for my iPad. So, listen, big respect. Hats off to Ash and everyone else. On to the next one. Peace out.
Tell all the viewers watching
where
they can find you, support you, subscribe.
You can find me. By the way, I'm going to be coming off to do a part two where I remembered all stuff because today is a bit, you know, but we'll still be on it. So you can find me at Fighting Trolls, hashtag Fighting Trolls, yeah, on YouTube. Same on Instagram, same on Snapchat. And yeah, that's it. That's where you can find me. Make sure you come and subscribe. By the time this comes out, yeah, I would have won me a fight as well. Fight Club. Get ya. Get ya.
Sweet, so let us know in the comments what you thought about this. Please subscribe to Paul's channel. He's generously spent all this time with us today on very short notice. It's so gripping, his stories, and he tells them brilliantly.
Yeah.
And there's tons more.
Yeah, there's loads more. I've told nothing, yeah. I've told, listen, what I'm going to do for you, yeah. So I'll go from when I'm young again, right the way up, what I've missed out, because there's so much I've missed out, Sean.
Just stuck, Sean. Like, you get a book out and everything?
Yeah, there's loads, mate. Yeah, there's loads. Yeah. Like, it's endless. I just can't think today.
All right. Well, thanks, Paul. Thanks for
thank
watching.
You.
Thanks, Jen.
All right.
Of Boomer and Jen's Organic Cotton Clothing.
peace.
Are you muscle sore, Jen, after?
They absolutely killed.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah.